the toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your source for information on the news talk radio scene is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, the DJV program will bring to you, through the courtesy and the knowledge of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan and Jay Kirshner and me, Doug Steffen, an overview of these stories and the people on the people list. The work have been done for the last week. Let's see, January 25th to 29th. Last week of January, here we go. People list, ladies, you ready? Larry King, no surprise there, at number 10. Vladimir Putin, no surprise there, number 9. Ted Cruz, cruising into the number 8 spot. Liz Cheney at 7. What do we think about Liz Cheney? And the way, you know,
I think she's going to lose in 2 years. I think she's got some problems ahead.
Really? Just because she didn't like Trump?
I think because she voted for the constitutionality of the impeachment, which I think a lot of conservatives feel it's unconstitutional. I think not even conservatives. I think a lot of people feel that it is unconstitutional. And so I think that she's already got a primary opponent. I think that there are already more than half of Republicans who are challenging her leadership position within the party. So I think it's going to be a tough couple of years for her.
She's the only one. Well, who else in the Cheney family got into politics? Anybody? They had a couple of kids, didn't they? Dick Cheney and
There were a couple of kids, but yeah. I don't know if I'm not sure what the political trajectory of the others were. But
mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That name means absolutely nothing to me. Who is Marjorie?
QAnon whack job.
Well, she's a representative who, has tweeted out and sent out a lot of posts about the Q, but she's also the person who filed articles of impeachment against Biden on day one, which is why she's
a nut job.
What was her basis for that? I'm just curious. Like, what did she cite?
Well, what was the basis for them doing it to Trump over
years? But that's not my question. My question is, what were the actual charges? Because we know insurrection was the charges against Trump. What were the charges?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I don't know, maybe you don't remember, but Al Green, who is a Democrat, a huge Trump critic from Texas, would file articles of impeachment against Trump almost all the time. They never went anywhere, but he would file them for all kinds of reasons and did it right after he came into office. And so, like I said, it doesn't even matter what they were because they're not going anywhere.
But this woman did it before Biden even got sworn in, right?
Yeah, they did. Once he got sworn in. That's what they did to Trump, too. In fact, the famous headline after President Trump was sworn in, I think it was the New York Times, maybe it was the Washington Post, but one of the big newspapers of record said the impeachment of President Trump begins now. And so,
on,
you know, this
God
is the problem
sake.
When impeachment becomes political. It becomes a game of tit for tat.
Yeah, got to ruin your country in 10 easy lessons. All right, and so there's another nut job, freshman congressman, Republican woman, who's getting a lot of attention, but I can't remember her name. Either. She
Who do you remember? She's dark hair, glasses. Yeah, there's another
I
one.
Don't know.
There's another.
This
one.
Is the only one that I've seen getting headlines.
Number five, Schumer and Pelosi. They get too many headlines, as far as I'm concerned. Number four, Dr. Fauci, who's been there's a lot of stuff still boiling about him. The highest paid person in the federal government, and there is still a question or now
connections to the coronavirus.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So what are they, Jennifer? You want to rehash them quickly for
people
briefly, who didn't hear the story?
Yeah, it's a long story, so I'll try to be as brief as I can. But 10 years ago, there was a study going on with ferrets that have similar respiratory systems to human beings, and they were investigating viruses, and they were investigating coronaviruses specifically. And so one of the things that they were trying to do was to create this super virus that would be spread through the air so that they could figure out ways to vaccinate against it.
What's wrong with this picture?
This was during the Obama administration. The Obama administration said, this is too dangerous, we're shutting this down. So they shut it down. Well, Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health publicly took to an op-ed and was trying to make the case that this is the kind of research that's dangerous but worth the risk, essentially, was, I think, the title of his op-ed. And he kept it going using the money that was given to the National Institute of Health, and they kept working on this virus. So the reason the virus has those spikes is because it was manipulated by a laboratory, essentially. That laboratory happened to be the one in Wuhan where the virus escaped. Now, whether the virus intentionally escaped or accidentally escaped, the reason we have such a severe version of a coronavirus is because of the manipulation that can be tied directly to the money and research dollars given by Fauci and the National Institute of Health.
Got to wonder where our priorities are. Don't you wonder that after this? Our money goes to help fund research on something that's being used to kill us. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you to the leaders of Chinese Communist Party. Wonderful. Number three, Mitch McConnell. Number two, Donald Trump. Anybody, what? McConnell, and what's his tune has changed somewhat. Is that because he's a political realist? What's the reason for his tune?
McConnell?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's saying that he's not one of the Republicans who said that, you know, he wants to hear the evidence, I guess, of the Senate trial, although he voted this week to that the impeachment was actually unconstitutional. There were only five Republicans who said that it was constitutional to move forward with an impeachment of a past president, and he was not on that list. Mm-hmm. But certainly he's also been doing a lot of power struggling with Chuck Schumer about the filibuster, and that probably puts him on the list in that position.
All right, so what did Biden say about the filibuster this week?
Circle
isn't
back.
It's a Senate tradition, right? That you can
The filibuster allows for basically things to be passed with 67 members of Congress having to approve stuff, not a simple majority. Mm-hmm. Back in 2007, I want to say, Harry Reid, 2008, I think. Whenever Obama was in the White House and Harry Reid was the leader of the Senate, that year was the year that, yeah, Harry Reid said, we want to end the filibuster on judicial appointees because they wanted to pass through the judges and the nominees that Obama was pushing through. So they ended the filibuster, making it just a simple majority to put in judges. Now, fast forward to the years of Trump, and Democrats were all ticked off that Trump was able to pass through judges with a simple majority. Well, you can thank Harry Reid primarily for that because that's exactly who changed the rule. So now Democrats want to change the rule again because they want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to pack the court, and they don't want to. They don't
Biden
want to have to get the majority.
Biden wants
he doesn't
to keep
tell
it
you.
The old way.
He won't tell you. He won't tell you. He just floats.
I think he has commented.
No,
though.
I thought he did. He wanted to keep it the way it was. That is 67. That's what
I've been
saw.
Watching every single White House press briefing, and Psaki has been saying that it's for the Senate to figure out. It's for the Senate to figure out, and it will not have Biden take a position on it.
He's taken a position, I guarantee you that, because I've seen it.
Against ending it, because I'm just looking here, 2 days ago, the New York Times, there's an article, why aren't progressives pressuring Biden on the filibuster? I think it's President Biden's commitment to keeping the Senate filibuster
right.
is angering some progressives.
He's an old-time member of the Senate. He's not
going
to screw
He said a lot of things on the campaign trail that have proven not to be true. Like, he said, I won't ban fracking. He said that, you know, Antifa was
he
an ideology.
He hasn't banned fracking. He isn't going to. He's transitioning. Well, he's been very, I don't know, I mean, This is crazy to me. He's been very linear with a lot of his statements, and he has said that he is not against fracking. He wants to transition away from it. He has said that a million times. I've watched.
He also said he wouldn't. That he also was running a democracy if he were elected. That he wouldn't sign a lot of executive orders, and now we're up to like 30 executive orders. So a lot of things I think get said on the campaign trail that maybe don't peter.
Yeah, Mexico. Mexico never paid for the wall. That's true. Mexico still owes us for the wall. So.
Not if you count the money we made from the USMCA, because that's
number.
Where the
what's the USMCA?
The trade deal that blew out NAFTA.
Oh. Okay. Number one on the people list is Joe Biden. All right. So we've been through the names. We got some comments to think about. Help yourself. You can comment also. Jay's going to work some of this stuff on social media at DJV Show, so you can follow along with some of the things that we're talking about there. And we will continue with a focus on the stories here on the Talk Radio Review in just a moment.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is a road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 227. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of what the people who are on the DJV show have to say about the charts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I want to, before we leave the people list, we were talking about Pelosi a minute ago. Didn't she say this week that she wanted to put in the budget security money so they could face the members of the other party, the enemies?
Yes,
in
she says the enemy is within.
Right. Okay, good for her.
Which is what's really unifying, to feel like, because I don't share a party with Nancy Pelosi, that I'm an enemy to the country.
You're the enemy, Jennifer.
I know.
Now, meantime, Joe Biden, number one on the list. Joe Biden called a bunch of Republican senators with whom he has served this week in the Senate to talk about the COVID stimulus, because there were Republicans that were putting up roadblocks to the stimulus package. So here's an interesting sign going back to his roots as a senator and his relationship and his ability. I think that that's a good sign. I don't know whether the bill's any good or not, whether there's a whole heck of a lot of pork in that bill, as we've been talking about. A lot of stuff's got nothing to do with COVID is in there, and that may be what they're rejecting. So maybe there needs to be some fluctuation. I thought something also this week was kind of interesting with regard to the president. They're reviewing some arms deals with the Saudis, with the United Arab Emirates, with some of the other Middle Eastern outfits. You know, remember when there was an agreement to supply a lot of munitions, but I guess what happens when it gets into, or potentially could get into the wrong hands. So that's under examination. One wonders how much of the other stuff is under examinations. But do we think it's a good idea? I didn't think it was a good idea to give anything to Saudi Arabia. I'd like to see Saudi Arabia disappear from the face of the earth far as that's concerned, because they're no good. I don't know that much. The United Arab Emirates, they wanted to buy some F-35 jets.
They've got the money to do it in the UAE.
Yeah, they got all kinds of oil money. Yeah.
Yeah, but how are they? I mean, I don't know. Just because you put up a bunch of, like, you know, skyscrapers and claim to welcome, you know, Westerners, I don't know.
They don't welcome.
My trust
is
just not.
They don't.
I mean, they welcome the money, sure.
And those, exactly. Know. That's all they want.
They act like Lindsay Lohan is their goddess, you know, and like they get B-list celebrities over there.
What did you say, Jennifer?
Oh, no, they want the money, for sure. UAE is, I mean, it prides itself on bringing rich people over there all the time.
Yeah. All these come. If you go to Dubai, the opulence that's there, what it costs you to go there, woo, man. All right, well, that's why they make movies there, I guess. It's 21 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We share the story list with you in a matter of moments here on the review.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts at talkers.com or on any of our social media. Right in that, Jay, what you've done, now we're going to start every weekend to post the charts because it's an important part of our conversation. A lot of these things we have talked about on the DJV program, although our program is not necessarily just about top issues, the news talk issues. It's a lot of other things that are important to all of our lives, but these things certainly make it into our conversation. So if you have thoughts, right, what do you want them to do? You want to go look at the stories, Jay, and then
tell us. We have the charts up, the biggest stories of the week, the biggest people of conversation. We want to know what was the most important story for you in your life. What did you really grasp towards? Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show. We want you to weigh in on this.
All right. Weigh in, please. Okay, so we're going to start now with a story list and get our conversation going with comments. Number 10, the passing of Larry King. What can be said about Mr. Ziegler that hasn't been said before? Right? Pretty much everybody's covered his passing.
I think he got a lot of really beautiful tributes. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that, you know, I mean, he's not just for our industry starting in radio, but, you know, he was such a cultural icon. Kind of, I'd put him on par with, like, an Alex Trebek. And so
and
I think
originally,
he's been on our Regis. Yep, exactly. So I think it was nice that it didn't get glossed over. He got a lot of really good attention.
Yep, right, exactly. Okay, Number nine, immigration reform. Who's paying for the wall and some issues with the LGBTQ community? What specific issues are there? I know, I understand.
Housing was a big one. Yeah, housing in the military. So Biden overturned the ban against transgender soldiers. So yeah. Trump did that. He overturned that. And then the housing under Ben Carson's HUD, a lot of protections for LGBTQ people were stripped. So housing could discriminate against them. And so now that's been reversed. So
there's also from this side of the aisle, one of the big LGBTQ issues that people have been watching here is that Biden sided with LGBTQ over women. And
women. That's not true.
Well, yeah, he ruined women's sports.
That's ridiculous, Jen. That's
Title IX gone.
Well, what happens is that now, if you're a biological male, you can play on a team against biological females, and I think that's going to make it really hard.
If you are not for a lot of people, if you are transgender, that's a very different thing. I have trans friends who are athletes too. That's totally not. That's not the case at all.
Biologically is what I'm saying. It is okay for a biologically male person
to be perfectly honest. Transgender women have so much more estrogen than you and I have in our bodies right now. Trust me.
So
I have transgender
on
female friends,
but
no, they do not. They play
for
a female team.
But then what was the order about? I know, but
The order is allowing transgender women to play on a women's team. It's the same issue as bathrooms. It's the same
thing. But they're biologically male, correct?
They're no longer biologically male.
Biologically, they've had their hoo-hoo eliminated, right?
What I'm saying is the estrogen levels in transgender women is higher than you and me.
Don't they have to give them estrogen, a lot of estrogen to combat the testosterone?
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of people who have felt that they have ruined women's sports.
Well, then those people are ill-informed. They're just ill-informed. That's not the case at all.
Well, according to
female
you,
sports,
they are. Maybe
female sports are not going to be overrun with transgender women forming some Amazonian
army. It doesn't
Amazonian
have to be overrun,
army.
But what if that ruins someone's shot at going somewhere because they're competing with someone who has a
leg up on them. I was reading a story the other day about a guy who was a weightlifter from Russia. And he decided, this guy had like 24-inch arms, weighed 300 pounds, and he decided he wanted to be a woman. So had the sex change operation, and now is competing in bodybuilding and other power.
And he's beating
and
all the other women, right? That's the point.
Yeah, of course he is, because he's got 24-inch arms. What
exactly.
are you going to do?
It's ridiculous, though. It's
well... It does happen. It's very interesting. It's an interesting social comment on where we are today, I think, as much as anything else. All right, coming up next half hour, the Senate and what's going on with the Democrats and Republicans. Can they play nice? We'll start with that after a few words at the bottom of the hour. It's 28 after now.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fillet. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fillet not available with delivery. Taxes, substitutions, extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Time is running out to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Hurry up and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
14.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here with the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Also, you can get them at djvshow.com. Follow that on the our social media at djvshow. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are up to number 8 on the story list, which is the focus on the Senate. Can there be a power-sharing deal? The filibuster is in the focus. I think we've talked about that a little bit, right?
There is, actually. They got a deal this week. That was that was a piece of it. So Chuck Schumer wouldn't budge on committing not to end the filibuster. So McConnell went to Kristen Sinema in Arizona. Well, actually, he didn't go to it. I don't know how it went, but she said she wasn't going to vote to get rid of the filibuster, and so did Joe Manchin. So he, on a handshake with those two, he signed the deal with Chuck Schumer so they can operate, which is good for all of us that they figured it out.
Right. Okay. Number 7, the social media thing. I don't think there's anything new this week, is there? Victoria, the Facebook story that we had when we were focusing for the countdown on the top 5 stories of the week. Mm-hmm. There's no real, I mean, Facebook is Facebook. These guys are all a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. So
it's 533 million phone numbers are for sale on the dark web right now. So that's a lot of
phone
numbers.
From Facebook.
Well, they were stolen from Facebook, yeah. And the downside is, once again, Facebook seems to just, you know, have security. They have a real lack of security. And they've even had people go through the two-factor authentication, which I know drove you crazy last year when we tried to walk you through that.
Yep.
And yet, even though people did that with their phone numbers were still vulnerable. And that's kind of the lesson here. It's, you know, you don't need to put your phone number on Facebook. You do not need to have it in your account.
No social security numbers. Don't give your social security number to anybody but a bank, and you only do that if you're looking for a loan or to open a new account.
They call that's from it. The Social Security Administration, like I always get.
Right, exactly. I get that too.
Yeah, I've been getting those this week.
So annoying.
Yeah. Don't answer.
They're
any
not going to call you
for
up.
It. Yeah. Right. Don't fall
you're
for
out
it.
Of
it
your
scares
mind.
Older people. That's all it does. And
yep.
You know, and we already deal with so many robocalls as it is. So now there's just going to be another influx.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. Number six. This seems like something that's been we've hashed this out until the cows come home. The police reform stuff, reforming government, race relations. I mean, how much can you beat this horse to death? We've said what maybe it's coming back up because February is African-American History Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of why it's showing up. Number five, the weather. I was talking on the air and off the air about where I am in Massachusetts. There's a cold front, the Polar Express or the Polar Vortex or what do they call it? Whatever the
Polar Express.
Tom Hanks. With Tom Hanks.
Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's a
it's
pain.
A polar vortex. But I was telling you about the atmospheric river that was in California this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of the weather. I just went over to the. I've got a thermostat on the corner of the studio, and it's right now reading 8 degrees. I went outside earlier to take the dog for a walk, and the wind just right through me. It hasn't been this cold here, excuse me, since February of 2015. So, hello. Welcome to a mild winter. We've had, actually, to this point, it has been pretty mild here in this neck of the woods. Victoria, you're in New Jersey. What's it like? Mm-hmm. What's the picture this weekend look like there?
Just windy and cold. Monday, it looks like we're going to get a big snowstorm. Well,
snow
I don't know
storm.
How big. I'm right on the beach. The snow will fall. It lands for a second, and then it just dissipates.
Right.
So we really don't get a lot here. But I think down in D.C., where our Radio America studios are, I think they're going to get hit on Sunday. So it looks like it must be moving up from the south.
It is. It's a southern low. So there's that. And speaking of the south, Jay is in Nashville. We got the weather from Jennifer, the rain, the skies have opened up out there. What's it like in Nashville?
It's just cloudy and 26 degrees, so it's cold, but there's no snow or anything. It's just cold and dreary.
Yes, dreary. Cloudy, dreary, ooh, that yucca bunga. That's what the Midwest feels like. Mid-South, Midwest in the wintertime, in the bowels of midwinter, yucca bunga. All right, number four is our relationship with China and Russia. More cheating, lying, stealing on the part of the Chinese. The business this week of who's being shut down. Most people don't even know this is going on because there aren't newspapers covering for whatever the reason. I don't know why the news media is covering its butt. How much money do they get from the Chinese?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, why are they so reluctant to cover up the lies that are coming from the Chinese? There are many provinces that are completely shut down. They won't let people travel. It's kind of a dicey situation.
But, you know, we also did it is a dicey situation, and it's dicey for journalists. And, you know, I know that, you know, you like to crap on the news media, and they deserve it for most of it. But, you know, last year we saw a record number of journalists being murdered while they were on site covering stories, whether it's China, North Korea, I mean, Russia. The world is still a very dangerous place for journalism. And anybody who wants to go into where, you know, where they've shut down Wuhan or whatever other province is shut down now, good luck to them, and I applaud their bravery, but I wouldn't do it.
Speaking of that,
one thing about that real quick, because I think investigative journalism, I think Victoria's right about that, is that investigative journalism is, and pardon the pun, I don't mean it insensitively, but it's sort of dead. So the stuff that the journalists are reporting on right now are stuff that's handed to them, right?
Fluff.
They're not going,
Right.
So That's what I think. That's what we're missing is the.
You're not
the
seeing
initiative.
Walter Cronkite in a bulletproof vest anymore. You know, I mean, there are some journalists who are still willing to do that, but you know, look at the statistics from last year when we talked about it on the DJV show. How many were murdered? Jamal Khashoggi alone. I mean, look at him. That was a couple years ago. That's probably the highest profile.
Sadly, I think the appetite for news overseas is really low. Everybody wants to focus on all the drama. And who hates who? My dad and I were talking about this, and he brought up such a good point. He's like, who knows what's happening in Russia or China or Iran or Israel? Because guess what? We don't actually even get that anymore because everybody wants to know if Kellyanne is, you know, taking nude pictures of her daughter or if Joe Biden doesn't know how to put a pen in his pocket. I mean, everybody's focusing on all that yuck.
Nonsense.
Well, there's real stuff happening.
Yeah. I still watch BBC America. I watch the BBC News as much as possible just to kind of get, you know, another perspective of what's happening around the world.
It's sad to outsource it.
With that.
Totally.
Remember the fellow that beheaded Daniel Pearl? He was a journalist that was in Pakistan in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison. He's being released from prison. He was convicted and then he was acquitted. And that's the way their system works over there. The family appealed, and that was denied because it's Pakistan. What do you think is going to happen? The guy was on death row, and now the Supreme Court in Pakistan says he ought to be set free. The other men who were sentenced to life for their involvement in his kidnapping and beheading also be released. So Pakistan would be a good place to stay away from if you were a news person.
You want to be a journalist there, just like Daniel Pearl was. Yep.
All right, number three this week on the focus from talkers, the economy, this whole business about what we're going to do. Is there going to be another stimulus package? Does it become $1.9 billion? What does it do to the economy? And some certain sectors of the economy doing very, very well, others not doing so well. And when you look at the way the stimulus is supposed to work in this new package, there's all kinds of crap and pork in there, the usual, that has no business being in there, except that it's political. It's trying to change people and their habits and persuasions and stuff. Climate change, get away from me with that stuff. Fix the economy now, and never mind all that other nonsense. That's my read on it. Ladies?
Well, the climate change stuff is... but the climate change stuff is, you know, longer term. That's going to create a lot
of
jobs.
But that's not today. Today, let's focus on get your political
agenda. You can do two things at once. You can do a short game and a long game.
Now, are you kidding? The federal government has a hard time doing one thing at once. Never mind two things at once. Or they can hardly imagine them as jugglers. They drop the ball at every turn.
But I'd rather still make the attempt than just give up and say,
The frustrating thing is, like, listening to John Kerry this week say that 90% of the pollution and 90% of the bad stuff is coming from other places, and that's not going to change necessarily.
What do you mean,
other countries? Yeah, with other people who are contributing.
China is the biggest. We contribute plenty, but China and India are off the charts with what they do.
So if he says that, and then they're putting these high-dollar things and costing American jobs during a pandemic year, I think that's why there's a lot of people who are just like, are you kidding? We're going to take away all of these really good jobs, and you're going to tell me. I mean, one of the things he took criticism for.
What jobs are we taking away?
The Keystone Pipeline. Those
are temporary. Those are 35 permanent jobs that were guaranteed from that.
But they're infrastructure jobs, and they're good jobs, and they're good paying. And so someone like John Kerry stands up there who really hasn't worked a hard job in his life and says, well, you'll just work on solar panels now. Well, not for a 50-year-old who wants to retire in a few years. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Why would a 50-year-old want to work on a pipeline rather than a solar panel?
Well, they are.
That makes sense.
This is part of the problem with this pejorative, just because he's a Democrat, he's a bad guy, or because he's a Republican, he's a bad guy. John Kerry was in the Vietnam War and was in some very difficult straits when he
I forgot about that. He was in the war, absolutely,
right.
But
so
he hasn't
that was his job.
In the public.
But since
he hasn't worked.
No,
right.
He's been an elected official since then, but I don't take away from him what he did when he was in Vietnam.
I don't think it's wise to try to make an argument of saying, oh, John Kerry's never worked a day in his life or a hard day. Like, Trump never did either. So I don't know if, you know, there are a lot of people who have
never. But he signed a lot of paychecks for people. I think the point is that people who are in the private sector who know how hard it is to make businesses work, and I think that was one thing that Trump did bring to the job, but it's really not about
him
or John Kerry.
Of John
Kerry. It's about people. people who are losing their... But it's about people. It's not about either of them. It's about people who are losing their job and then being told by John Kerry that they can just go work on solar panels. Well, why should he tell them? What if they don't want to? What if they like their job that they have right now? What if
I want to stay on the farm?
Job that they
right.
have.
The jobs
but
on the farm are dwindling
temporary. That
because
supposed to be
of
1 year.
The
That's it.
Support the government has given under Trump for these big agribusinesses, that's totally, totally, totally wrong. The charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th here. It's story time. Number 10 on the story list is the passing of Larry King. A lot of talk about that for obvious reasons. Number 9, immigration reform. Number 8, the power sharing going on in the Senate. The number 7 item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine is a focus on social media and the things that are going on by these people who have become too big for their britches. Race relations at number 6. Number 5, the weather, the cold weather that's going across the country later in the week and this weekend. Number 4, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy, the focus on GameStop and all of that stuff. Number 2, the COVID situation, and number 1, what's going on in the capital. Washington, D.C. is the focus. That's it. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right. We got to get to number 1, and we will right after this.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid, and in larger sizes so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, every week. Folks there doing pretty much a strong analysis of what's going on, talk radio, news talk radio around the country. The most popular format, according to the last 3 months' surveys of radio stations. Number 10 on the People List is Larry King. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz is number 8. Liz Cheney, number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. The two Democratic leaders, Schumer and Pelosi, number 5, tied in that position. Dr. Fauci is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect now, taking into number 1 position. Interesting, because some things revealed about McConnell and Trump, what they don't like about each other. So that's part of the conversation, I guess, this week. Courtesy of Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. Number 1 this week, at least according to the folks at Talkers, the insurrection investigation. I did notice that this guy, what's his name? Was it Chansley, who was the guy with the wolf head or
the
whatever,
horns.
The horns on?
whose mother was demanding he get organic food in jail.
Oh, yeah, that's genius.
He said the lawyer said his client used to love the president, but now feels let down, and he's going to testify against him because he didn't get a presidential
pardon.
I hope
he wears his horns. Yeah, right.
But doesn't that pretty much tip? Doesn't that tell you what those people are about in the first place? I mean, most of them, including the couple of Congress people that have supported this stuff, they're nuts. And how do they get? Are we that nuts? Is our society that nuts that we elect people like that to office? Aren't there better? We have so many bad people in office on both sides of the aisle, incompetent nincompoops. Many of them, as Jennifer was pointing out about Kerry, have never had a real job in their lives. They don't really know what the real world is about. Some of these young kids that are in there in their 20s, they don't know anything about anything.
That's why I love the term limits thing that Ted Cruz brought up this week. Bring it on. I'm for it.
Well, I'd like to limit him, too, so sure.
I know. He'd be limited as well. Absolutely.
He'd be good. I would have no law. He'd be good to kiss him goodbye. But there are lots of others in there that deserve to have much more scrutiny. Where the heck do these people come from? Unga bunga. All right, so it is. The overview of the charts from Talkers. Check them out at dgvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Jay here, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen going through the top five items, counting them down, the top five items from the world of technology this week. And the first matter of fact comes from those who are promoting the Super Bowl. And so what's the deal? What's this? Who's going to be upset by this news, Victoria?
So this is kind of an interesting story. I've been asking around, you know, my husband has a toe in the sports world, and so I've been asking him, has he seen anyone reacting to the news that the Super Bowl will not be streaming in 4K or HDR this year because it's on CBS, and they just don't have that infrastructure. NFL games that have aired on Fox, everyone knows if you have a 4K TV or even just a really, you know, a good TV, you see how clear the picture is. It's really incredible. So they broadcast all their games in 4K, and CBS has never done that. And now for the Super Bowl, they're not going to do it either. And so apparently the word has not really gotten out yet to sports fans. So I think on the day of the game, we're going to see a lot of angry people on social media saying that the picture doesn't look that good. But the truth is, that is the deal. CBS has made this announcement. Whether people have picked it up or not yet, it seems like they aren't paying attention. But this is, you are, if you have a 4K TV and you are expecting the standard crystal clear picture, you may have to lower your expectations because it's probably not going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see what the social media response will be, because I bet people are going to think that their screen looks a little blurry.
All right, next up, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who's always sort of has his finger on the pulse of, well, cutting edge technology as well as social commentary. He's quite the public figure at this point. He announced that he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Essentially what that means is now everyone, this contest is open to anyone who is going to create new carbon capture technology. This sucks carbon out of the air, and then it gets carbon dioxide gets sucked out of the air, then it gets recycled, and it gets made into sustainable fuel. It's another, Microsoft has donated $1 billion. Bill Gates matched it with a second $1 billion fund. This is definitely the way that cutting-edge tech is going. And the interesting thing is the price tag for capturing one ton of carbon dioxide is $600. So essentially, with this new carbon capture tech that Elon Musk is hoping to develop or sponsor, they want to lower that price to bring it way, way down to make it really cheap to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
Number three on our list of the top five technology stories is a focus on Sling TV.
Sling TV, the streaming service that a lot of people are using, millions and millions of customers really like Sling, and I think they were hoping that Sling would not raise prices, but this is 2021, and everybody has cut, the number of people who cut the cord from cable in 2020 was pretty astounding, and so everybody flocked to the streaming services, and they're making a profit. So Sling TV is the latest one. They've raised their prices. The orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, $50 a month when you bundle them together. The good news is if you are an existing Sling customer, they have the one-year price guarantee, so you won't see the new prices go up until August. But if you're a new customer looking to make a jump to a different service, then you are going to have to pay these extra prices. The Sports Extra for live sports, that package went up by $1. That's $11 a month now. You can add on other bundles. They've got different premium packages. Everything's going up. The other side of that, they're trying to offset this bad news with a little more DVR space. So you'll get a few extra hours. It's now 10 extra hours of DVR. It brings a total of 50 hours per month. And if you have the DVR add-on, the Plus, then you'll get 200 hours of DVR. And as we know, this is what everyone's doing now. Everybody's binging like crazy. So people need as many DVR hours as possible.
All right, number two, a focus on Facebook once again.
Yep, here's some bad news, and there's nothing you can do about it, so I'm sorry to even bring this story up, but if you're getting a lot of extra spam calls on your phone number, check in your Facebook account and see which number you had listed when you signed up, because Facebook is dealing with 533 million users whose phone numbers have been sold on the dark web. So there's nothing you can do. I would say just make sure, either put a fake number when you sign up for accounts. Don't put your real phone number ever. And that's probably the best thing you can do when you're signing up for something.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Apple issues a warning.
This was not the biggest story of the week, but to me, this is definitely the most impactful, especially because my father has a pacemaker and an iPhone. So if you have an Apple iPhone, Apple has now issued a warning. Keep it at least 6 to 15 inches away from the left side of your chest. Do not put it in your chest pocket. Keep it away from your defibrillator. Keep it away from the pacemaker. It will definitely cause fluctuations in how it performs, which is dangerous.
Thank you, Victoria. With the top five tech stories this week, I'm Doug Stefan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The government's top infectious disease expert says the U.S. hopes to be able to start vaccinating children in the next few months.
At a White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said kids' vaccines hopefully will start to happen by late spring or summer. However, the Food and Drug Administration has yet to approve vaccines for children. And at the moment, older adults are having problems finding available shots. Fauci said getting children vaccinated is a necessary step to securing widespread immunity to the coronavirus. Greg Clugston, The White House.
After days of frigid temperatures, the Northeast targeted for a whopper of a storm that could dump well over a foot of snow in many areas, create blizzard-like conditions, and cause travel problems for the next few days.
We do anticipate a pretty broad area of heavy snow potential all the way from Washington through Philadelphia and New York City up to Boston, with snow totals easily in the 6 to 12-inch range across most of those regions.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvec says the storm system blanketed parts of the Midwest in the most snow some places had seen in several years. Two bills were introduced in the House last week by Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming that seek to block the White House plan to pause leases for oil, gas, or coal on federal lands, a key part of its expansive climate change program.
Cheney, the number 3 House Republican and the representative of a major fossil fuel producing state, said the Safeguarding Oil and Gas Leasing and Permitting Act and the Safeguarding Coal Leasing Act would force the Biden administration to obtain a joint resolution of approval from Congress before implementing any federal moratorium on oil and gas leasing or permitting or coal leasing. Cheney touted 21 co-sponsors for the Safeguarding Oil and Gas Leasing and Permitting Act and 14 for the Safeguarding Coal Leasing Act, as well as support from a number of industry groups. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police dispersed protesters at a Sunday demonstration in Hungary's capital over the thinking of the coronavirus lockdowns. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
World Health Organization team looking into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic have visited the seafood market in Wuhan, where the early infections were linked.
Scientists initially suspected the virus came from wild animals sold in the market. The market has since been largely ruled out, but it could provide hints to how the virus spread so widely. Despite the research mission becoming politically charged, spokesman for the China National Health Commission Mi Feng says China is assisting with joint research. China and the WHO expert team have reached an agreement on the arrangement of the following works. A single visit by scientists is unlikely to confirm the virus's origins. Pinning down an outbreak's animal reservoir typically takes years. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Police dispersed protesters in Hungary's capital Sunday. They were upset over the coronavirus lockdowns. More at townhall.com. Help on the way for California renters.
California lawmakers have agreed to use $2.6 billion in federal stimulus money to pay up to 80% of some tenants' unpaid rent. But that applies only if landlords agree to forgive the rest of their debt. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to quickly approve the legislation passed by both the Assembly and Senate on Thursday. It's not clear if $2.6 billion is enough to cover all of the unpaid rent, nor how many landlords will accept the deal. John Scott reporting.
General Motors teaming up with Microsoft in a venture that also involves Honda and other institutional investors pouring money into GM subsidiary Cruise, now valued at roughly $30 billion. Cruise, which GM bought in 2016, has been a leader in driverless technology, got the go-ahead from California late last year to test its automated vehicles in San Francisco without backup drivers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the chief cook and bottle washer. Also, he's the publisher and the editor at Talkers Magazine. You'll find him at talkers.com. Here we have the charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th. Last week already, Michael, of the first month of this year. Wowzer.
Yeah. Has been something, hasn't it? It's not boring.
No. No, it's not. People, this welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We could have Michael's voice will soothe you. If you're upset about some of the things that are being talked about this week, got you all worked up. Michael and his soothing voice and his approach.
Right.
This will calm you right down.
Take a stress pill and calm down. The world is far worse than you realize. So that's like our friend Steve Wiseman says. He's, you know, are things as bad as they can be? No, they're worse. Something like that. He's very funny about that.
Yeah, let's go through them, and then we can pick out some of the stuff. Mostly the lies that are coming from China. There's plenty of that we can talk about, and people are there still hasn't been the kind of focus on that sort of thing that I'd like to see happen. So we'll talk about that and why maybe we aren't getting as much info out of China as we continue. But, yes, we have the top 10 people on the list from Talkers and the story list as well, Michael.
Yeah, well, here are the stories. Larry King dies. That's number 10. A lot of talk about Larry King on talk radio.
Yeah.
At number 9, the LGBTQ issues and immigration reform, sparked, of course, by the executive orders. At number 8, Senate power-sharing deal and the filibuster battle, very deeply divided Congress. At number 7, social media censorship and the cancel culture. That's a huge topic. At number 6, race relations and police reform. Huge topic. Number 5, it's back and we're going to be living with it. Climate change. And this week we've had some severe weather across the country, which feeds into that.
Where you and I are, The morning that we're having this conversation, that we're recording the information for the weekend, where I am, it's 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 5 or 6 below. This is the coldest it's been since February of 2015.
Yeah.
So what is it?
Have you gone out? Have you gone out?
I have gone out. Yes, I have. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. Thanks very much. Have you? Did you go out?
I went out, took the garbage out. Mm-hmm. And
quickly came back in.
I froze my can off.
Did you?
The garbage can.
Quite a visualization. All right. Anyway, keep going.
All right. We have number four, yes. U.S. relations with China and Russia. Number three, the economy. Education crisis, and the GameStop frenzy, a story that I hate
even
because
understand.
I can't explain it in a minute.
I was going to say, do you understand?
I don't understand. Hate those stories.
Robin Hood, riding through the Robin Hood app. Good.
All I know is I'm glad I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah, I got to
tell you. And as we speak, and this program, of course, is heard all across the weekend, it's still developing. It's still a story with legs. So let's just say it's a brouhaha on Wall Street that
they could do without.
Is and subject to manipulation from all sides of the game in today's technological social media environment. That's my take.
Number two,
COVID-19 vaccines, variants, and stats, and prevention. That's at number two. And number one, the Senate impeachment trial and the Capitol insurrection investigation. And those are the stories. It's been a heck of a week. The people survey, real quick, Larry King at 10, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 9, Ted Cruz at 8. Matt Gaetz and Liz Cheney at 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, superstar of the House, at number 6.
Oh, come on. Take two on that one.
Oh, goodness. And making her debut on the national scene.
And that other nut job who's there. I forget her name. There's another one of them, two of them. Wait, where are these people come from? Is this the best America has to offer? I would make a difference what party they're in. But look at these people, these clowns that are getting elected because good people don't want to run because of the stuff they have to put up with. So you get some of these real, these people are clowns. That's the best thing you can say about them. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead. Speaking of clowns.
At number five, bring in the clowns.
Yeah.
At number five, we have Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mm. At number four, Dr. Tony Fauci. Yeah, you talk about a guy that survived two administrations. Think about that.
Yeah, but the stuff this week about him and his connection to the research at Wuhan, not great for his. I'm sure there's some Democrats who are thinking or whispering to Biden, maybe you shouldn't have done what you did to appoint Fauci to be in charge of all of this stuff because he's got a trail. It's a dicey trail.
Let me tell you, everybody of any consequence in American business and politics has a trail that leads the same place.
Do you know who is the highest paid federal employee in America?
No, I do not.
Fauci, $417,000 a year, more than the president.
Is it covered by insurance?
He's 80. I hope so.
No, what I'm saying is he covered by insurance. Is that cost covered by insurance?
Oh, let's hope so.
He's an expensive doctor.
Yes, he's
a big doctor. At number three, Mitch McConnell. At number two, Donald Trump. At number one, Joe Biden.
Go back to what you just said for a second. The fact that Fauci making $417,000 as a legitimate trained doctor in the world we live in isn't 417. I'm not talking about Fauci now. Isn't that an appropriate number for somebody who is in charge or takes care of your health and well-being?
No, well,
don't you want
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Of his stature, that's an average income. Doctors who are tied in with big hospitals, big research, big doctors, and there are many of them, they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well,
however, but don't you want your money?
Most doctors complain.
Yeah, they do. They are complaining because they're not making as much as they used to. But don't you want somebody who's responsible for operating on you or trying to come up with whatever it is that's wrong with you? Don't you want them to have the most knowledge possible? And oftentimes the people that are getting, not always, the people that make the most money are not always the most qualified, but in this circumstance. Yeah.
No, we don't know that.
Well,
does the amount of money that a doctor is paid, is it always in ratio to the quality and the experience and the skill that they have?
How do you get well, my recent experience with what may have been a TIA brought me from the Framingham Union Hospital in the town where I live to the Massachusetts General Hospital, probably, arguably, along with the Cleveland Clinic and the Mayo Clinic, the best institutions, maybe UCLA in Los Angeles. These are among the top five institutions. So I'm going from a local hospital to a nationally, internationally known hospital to get the same treatment, and I guarantee you that some of the people that I've run across the Framingham Union Hospital are every bit as good as the people that you'd find at Mass General. It's just not so much pomp and circumstance and flutter around them because of where they are.
There is that factor, and it's not just in medical. It's in education. You can get a great teacher at a community college, and you can get a dud at Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is something that is all through our society. Look at radio. I know some talk show hosts that are better than people on the national scene that work in small little towns and don't want to go anywhere. And I hear them. I go, oh, my gosh, that guy is great.
Great. Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Michael Harrison, you're with him and me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to dig into number two, the COVID situation and all the various arms and tentacles that it has, the variants, if you will, in conversation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me remind you about how important it is to have that air filter, that nose of yours, clean, clear through, and deodorized too. And I would recommend the tool that's best for that is the natural approach that you get from using the Navage nasal care system. This is a whole system. It's there are different things around. There are sprays and that sort of stuff that people use that may be good for immediate relief. That's good. There are places for that, and then there's places for the Navage, the utility. You're probably going to use it at home or in your office if you go there every day. It is a system that the FDA has approved of because it works. That's pretty much the bottom line. The only nasal irrigator, power suction. It flushes out the things that are in your nose naturally. It's so easy to use, and it's drug-free. So you want to make a clean nose a healthy part of your life, make good nasal hygiene a part of your life, go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. See how this system works. See how it'll help you. See how you get it. And, in fact, get it and use it. You'll be happy or your money back. Navage.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, it's 19 at the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. You know, looking at a lot of these things that are on the story list and talking about the people that are involved here, so many of these stories involve fear because that sells, I guess, Michael. We seem to all be afraid of something or a bunch of stuff. Does that hold us back from being our best selves? Do you think we're not at the best time because of all of the fear-based thinking?
I think fear is definitely something to be feared, as Franklin Roosevelt said. Mm-hmm. It's a 1-2 punch. It's fear and blame. What to fear, who to blame. Those are the two things that drive the national conversation, and that, I think, is unfortunate.
Yeah. So what do we do? Can we do a better job as talk hosts? Because a lot of talk
always
is about fear and that sort of thing. And speaking of the biggest fear is whether you're going to get sick or not. We'll talk about that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at shastaregionalmedicalgroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group, Your primary care is our primary concern.
We are supposed to be, our charge is to cover conversation about what's going on in talk radio. Correct. And I think that you and I were just talking off the air about some of our colleagues and what goes on and how some of the things that are a problem in our country have been exacerbated by positions that people have taken, whether they're politicians, whether people are on the air. We all have a lot in common. I think as Americans, we have a lot in common. And we don't seem to be able to find our common, as much as we have so many things in common, we can't seem to find a common denominator. And it seems to be, you know, you look at some of these crazy people that were in Washington, there weren't as many. The news media makes it feel like there were tens of thousands. There weren't. But there were enough there to create a problem. And, you know, you just wonder who thinks, who puts on a buffalo helmet or something that guy Chansley wore with the horns coming out and puts war paint on his face? What kind of a sane individual does that stuff?
The Minnesota Vikings fans.
Okay. Touche. Well, but did they go to Washington?
No.
They stayed in Minnesota.
They stayed in Minnesota.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, you got me on that one.
Well, but, I mean, come on, you know. The fact of the matter is you're touching on something very interesting. We have this insurrection at the Capitol, which was a terrible thing, and I can't tell you how awful I think that was. So I stand on the side of let's not forget that, because that's a really bad thing, and we cannot let it fade away. 3 weeks later, it's gone. No. That's important. However, following it up with 25,000 National Guardsmen surrounding the Capitol, you know, it's like after the horse leaves the barn, you know.
Awful. Ridiculous.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
They obviously, they took their shot, whether it was organized by Trump, instigated by Trump, instigated by other people, instigated by domestic, whatever the cause was, they took their shot. They did it. There was not one incident at any nation, at any capital, state capital. No. The hype that followed it.
But is that part of the legacy here that we have in the news talk radio business?
Yes, it's show business. We don't know the difference between serving the public good and serving our own good.
Mm-hmm. And that's as we go down and things become more how long has Hitler's been dead since 1945? And yet when you look around, there's so many remnants of that. What's the cause of that? What's happening? Have we pushed too far things like Black Lives Matter that make other people feel like they are being ostracized or marginalized or whatever it is? How do we find back again to the question about finding the middle, the happy medium? Because we can't find it on news talk radio. You can't find it on television news. You don't find it in the newspapers. Where do you find it? And do people have enough sense in their own? You know, I think about age as it affects this, Michael. Younger people tend to lean on science, and older folks, mature souls, if you will, lean on faith. The older you are, the more likely you take a long walk and think things out, versus the younger you are, and maybe this has always been the way it is. Was I like that? Were you like that when you were a kid? Impulsive and kind of did silly things, I guess, perhaps, but it just seems different now. Is it or is it not?
It's a little bit of both. It is a little bit different now, and you are different now. So the perception of reality changes as we change. We live inside our own unique, bubbles.
All I can think of is the line from Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. That's what comes to mind when I think about some of these things and the way we're presenting them. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an assemblage of information about the world of News Talk Radio that's heard on hundreds of radio stations all around the country every weekend. The ancillary companion is the conversation, the talk radio review that we have with the DJV show folks. And we have the listing here, the stories, and the people are always listed at Talkers Magazine. You can find that at talkers.com. And you can also find the lists on our social media pages, that is at DJV show. So plenty of ways to get the information that Michael and I are talking about. One of the stories you have at number nine here, the LGBTQ issues. A person who saw the list posted at DJV show, the response from this fellow's name is Denny. It's a joke, right? Transgender women are wrecking sports for the women they are, and it's terrible. The transgender issue, and whether or not somebody who had been a man or a boy, when they have the readjustment surgery or whatever they call it, and become they lose their private parts.
Well, that's transsexual.
Well, that's part of the transgender
parts. You remain a man,
yeah,
and or a woman, and you take on the appearance and the posture and the style of the other because you are.
So would Bruce Jenner be an example of that?
Yeah, he's transgender. Bruce Jenner still has his things.
Right, okay. So what happens to his things, though? What do you do, I suppose? Okay, that would be an easy question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's interview them.
Well, his things or him?
We should be making jokes about such things.
Yeah, probably not. We'll be considered politically
incorrect. There's certain things that should be left unsaid and uninterviewed.
That's true. All right. Let's bounce around a little bit here. Number two is COVID. One of the things that is most, if you look around at all the variants in the, the intersection of what vaccine should we get and how many people are in the hospital and is there a new kind of an African or an English version of this. Now, there's another twist on it because there's been a proposal late in the week to have everybody that gets on an airplane in this country. Heretofore, it's been regulated or ruled. If you want to come to America from another country, you better have a test that shows that you are clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. So now, the latest flag in this is that we have COVID tests for everybody who wants to get on a U.S. flight. So the guy who's the head, the CEO of American, this guy named Doug Parker, has been pushing back against this, and some of the other airline CEOs are doing the same thing now, because what it amounts to is testing Americans before they get into airplanes. The planes are certified to be much cleaner than they used to be, as far as the air is concerned. I can't tell you, in the couple of flights that I've taken since this all began, that I thought the planes were cleaner, but the air is, you can feel the air. It feels better. It feels different. So, but does this, I mean, are we getting down, we were talking about Nazism before. Is this like Big Brother? I mean, it's a combination of things that, again, the Chinese government created in the lab. I think that that's pretty clear. There's some more things. You see the things from the Epoch Times this week, Michael, about what's being the close down of three or four provinces. Hundreds of millions of people have been told they can't move because things are so out of control. The protests going on in Russia against Putin. And they are at least now making it into the news media. The protests against Xi Jinping and the government of China not making it much into the news because they have a tighter lid on control in their country. But the situation, apparently, there have been millions of people who have died in China, and nobody seems to be talking about it because nobody really knows what the real facts are other than this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, and, you take it from there as to what the motivation was. I know what I think. What about you?
Well, I think that we obviously don't have a lot of information out of China because they are very, very, very secretive. As for whether or not this thing was developed in a lab in Wuhan, I don't know. I certainly know there's a lot of evidence to indicate that the origins and spread of the coronavirus that we call COVID-19, that we once called the Wuhan coronavirus, mm-hmm. is suspect that China has a role in both the origin and the spread. But we still don't know the facts. But no, of course, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, First Amendment, American institutions. Russia, you know, Russia has their own form of tyranny. China, they're masters of it. China is every bit as dangerous and tyrannical as any regime we've dealt with in modern times, and it is a problem because one, they're our adversary, and two, they're also our partner in a lot of things. We have to deal with that. We can't just blame China, and we can't just
blame our own greed.
Exactly.
Let me give you. All right. Let me explain. Let me. There was a couple of years ago, Diane Sawyer. Nobody really remembered this until I actually dug this out. I came across it and I went back to it and I thought, my God, think about this. Diane Sawyer's report a few years ago, where there was a truck that came. This was a home, I think in I think it was Missouri. Don't hold me to that, but I think it's a middle American home. So they bring a truck to this home, they go into the home, and they remove everything in the home that wasn't made in the United States. Literally, nothing but the kitchen sink was left in that home. Mm-hmm. So then, the Diane Sawyer crew took this family around and replaced all of the items in the home that were made outside of our country and replaced them with similar items that were made in the USA. Mm-hmm. How much do you think the difference was in what these people paid originally for what was in their home and all the items being made in the United States being brought back into their home? How much do you think it costs more?
I don't know. 35% less? I'm just guessing. I don't know.
$64. You can see it in the reports all over. It's been resurfaced
$64
all over YouTube. The only difference, if every American spent $64 more than what normal items, quote-unquote, were not made in America, four items made in America, creates 200,000 new jobs immediately, and it is very little. The cost is very little. We all think we go to Walmart, everything in there is made in China. You go to the dollar store, everything's made in China. And what are we doing to ourselves? Look at what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, it's just a matter of information. It's just a matter of education. I don't think most Americans go, I'm saving $64.
Oh, no, I don't either.
Who cares about the slaves
that
are making this?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But thinking about, if you're going to think about the survival of our country, but how busy do you have to be to look at a label and see whether it's made in China or not?
I think people are starting to do that.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, but consciousness raising takes time. That's the whole point. Time. And you have to have patience for things to take hold and for people to understand so they don't feel it's being pushed on them or they feel it's a hype. It takes
time.
It's
their decision, not somebody else's.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to have the patience. We have to, and stop blaming. Don't blame Biden. Don't blame this one. Don't blame Trump for the failings that he has had in carrying out his China policy. Blame LeBron James. I mean, remember that whole issue. I mean, everybody is involved in this. And we're not going to defeat China. We're not going to wipe them out. We're not going to topple their regime.
Not now.
It isn't going to happen.
Not after 40 years of this stuff, you're not going to do it. Nope.
You know, we have to learn to live with them in a way that's balanced and respectful and where we don't fall victim to their BS.
Yeah, right. And that's the challenge, I think, as much as anything else, the educational side of this. And just by the way, to go back to revisit the COVID testing before domestic flights, I didn't want to leave that until it was clear that if, according to all of the CEOs of all the airlines, what will happen here is basically people will stop traveling because You can take a test 3 days before, and unless, you know, what it comes back, okay, that's fine. But what happens in the 3 days? It's folly. You could be exposed to how many different people in 3 days. So, you know, there are some who say they should set up these testing labs right at the airport. When you walk in the airport, you get tested. Good God, how's at what point do we come around to realizing that this, unless we want to completely destroy our way of life, we got to swallow and move on, you know, in some of these areas. Wear a mask, fine. Distancing, fine. Get the shot, fine. But other than that, what are we doing to ourselves? Schools aren't open. I think it's maddening when you look at it, don't you? I mean,
it is becoming maddening. It is. And we're going to be forever changed. Yeah. I hope the changes are for the best. I hope that we can get rid of frivolous thoughts. And maybe when we come out of this, we'll have a better focus on priorities and what's really important in life, mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, frivolous behavior for reasons that we don't even know.
Herd mentality. That's really what it is. It's the herd mentality.
And yeah, we don't have,
they talk about herd immunity.
We don't have herd immunity. We have herd mentality.
Herd mentality, right. 44 after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a suggestion for the safest, most natural way to lose weight. A lot of people are telling me through our connections on social media that Calitrin is fabulous for a couple of different things. One person wrote last week and told me that she was on Weight Watchers, and at the end of the day, at the end of the program, they don't tell you how to keep the weight off. Calitrin does through its services. It does. So if you support whatever efforts you're taking with Calitrin, maybe that's the right step. It doesn't interfere with any medications. It doesn't interfere with any health conditions. It doesn't interfere with anything because it's drug-free. It's stimulant-free. It's a powder. You can take it as a liquid or in a capsule form. The health benefits beside just helping you to keep the weight off because of the ingredients, all kinds of other things. Gives you more energy, better digestion, that sort of thing. I could go through a dozen reasons why you should choose Calitrin for a healthy weight loss supplement. Go to toploss.com, if you please, toploss.com. Read the story. Read the successes. And just kind of and connect with they have people that are counselors available to help you through making the decisions of what to do and how to do it. Want to lose weight the right way? There's a lot of science backing Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Read all about it. Help yourself to a healthy way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the bottom line. Use the DJV code at checkout. No shipping charges, and you're then going to access the best deals like buy three and get three free. So you get 6 months for the price of three. To lose weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com. The people list from Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, every week. Folks there doing pretty much a strong analysis of what's going on, talk radio, news talk radio around the country, the most popular format according to the last 3 month surveys of radio stations. Number 10 on the people list is Larry King. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz is number 8. Liz Cheney, number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. The two Democratic leaders, Schumer and Pelosi, number 5, tied in that position. Dr. Fauci is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect now, taking into number 1 position. Interesting, because some things revealed about McConnell and Trump, what they don't like about each other. So that's part of the conversation, I guess, this week. Courtesy of Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th here. It's a story time. Number 10 on the story list is the passing of Larry King. A lot of talk about that for obvious reasons. Number 9, immigration reform. Number 8, the power sharing going on in the Senate. The number 7 item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine is a focus on social media and the things that are going on by these people who have become too big for their britches. Race relations at number 6. Number 5, the weather, the cold weather that's going across the country later in the week and this weekend. Number 4, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy, the focus on GameStop and all of that stuff. Number 2, the COVID situation. And number 1, what's going on in the capital. Washington, D.C. is the focus. That's it. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, one of the things I like to do with Michael every week as we end our conversation together is talk about what's in the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview. This week, a very familiar face, or maybe better put, familiar voice, especially to New York talk radio fans, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like Spider-Man in New York. His name is Curtis Sliwa. He formed the Guardian Angels. He wears a red hat, red jacket. You walk down the street with him. I've had lunch with him a number of times. Hey, Curtis. He's known all over the city. Like, he's, you right. know, Superman. Yeah. And he's a character. He's running for mayor. He's going to run for mayor for the Republican nomination to go up against de Blasio, I guess. Or
No, not de Blasio. Isn't the guy who ran, Kim, is a guy named
Yang.
Yang. Yeah, who's going to run, I think it was running for president. Mm. So that would be an interesting thing. I don't think there are 3 votes for Blasio in New York, are there?
No.
At this point. Like these big city government. Anyway, so what does Sliwa tell you? Give us a little clue.
He talks all about Larry King. He talks about Trump. He talks about his race for the GOP nomination and the state of New York.
Right. All right. Well, I can only say after that, Larry King, long live Larry King, man. Mm-hmm. It's a way to cap our conversation. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at 10 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us 2 ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the countdown. It's time for us to spend our usual quality time with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert on the countdown, professor of law. Is that what they call it? Legally? Call it professor of law?
Law professor.
Okay. I put in an extra word. Don't need that. He's here to take a shot at some of these items here, the legalities. I don't know. I mean, look at this number one story this week on the countdown from Talkers, the attack on the Capitol, and wonder if there's really any, is there a legal side to this? I mean, I think the things that led up to it, like social media and the part that that's playing, and whether the First Amendment applies to a privately held company, is that going to be fought out in the courts, do you think?
No, because it's pretty darn clear. There are a lot of legal issues. There are issues in regard to inciting. Did particular people, including the president, incite the riot? And that's not protected free speech. But, you know, quite frankly, there's no way of getting any kind of conviction for that, even though, you know, many of us believe that President Trump and others did incite this group. There are criminal charges that hopefully will be brought. But you bring up a really big thing. First of all, is a lot of people think the First Amendment is my right of free speech wherever. No, it isn't. It's from interference by the government. And so when you're talking about private companies having the ability to censor, they can. And that's that whole issue that we're getting into in regard to the power of social media to be able to enforce their own rules and make their own rules. You know, social media made an attempt, I'm only going to say an attempt, to limit some of the radical groups that were using Facebook and other social media to organize events that have turned violent. But, you know, bottom line is they're still out there, and I think it's going to take some legislation, and I do think we are going to see legislation in the next Congress that will get great bipartisan support into putting some rules of the road for social media.
Rules of the road. That's something that we've been all over the road.
That's a metaphor.
Yeah. The no legal challenges, though, at this point to the Georgia runoff election, right? That's number three on the countdown.
No, and it's kind of interesting on two levels on that. One is we're not seeing the accusations, and they were baseless, that the president had. Every one of them, you know, had been debunked. But when there are races that are as close, sometimes there are even automatic recounts. And both of these races, although they were exceedingly close, were not close enough to generate an automatic recount. And to my understanding, neither losing candidate has asked for any kind of further action. So we're going to have a Democratic Senate come January.
So another old fossil replaces the old fossil who's there now. Schumer, he may not be quite as old as McConnell, but he's right up there between him and Pelosi and McConnell and Schumer are number three on the people list on countdown. When you look at the countdown list that you can see at talkers.com every week. And you look at that and you think, where's the inspiration? Not that I like the... Go ahead.
Yeah. You talk about moving into the next generation, and we're not seeing that. Frankly, you know, years and years ago in a galaxy far, far away, I thought that term limits was a bad idea because you had people with experience who had learned it over the years, and that it was good. Yeah. Well, I came to agree with you a number of years ago, and in recent years, even more so. I just think it's not only a good thing. I just think it's essential to get out some of these people who have been entrenched.
But that begs the question, the legal side of this is that in order to get a constitutional convention and to change things, you need 36 states to go along with it. Do we have the ability to do that in these rancorous times?
And that's so correct. And, you know, right now you couldn't get agreement on for bipartisan for just about anything. It is very, very difficult. And it's funny because a lot of that is the way social media has influenced us.
Yeah, well, the influence is here. The only thing that's left is the police firing down in the Breonna Taylor case. That's number 10 this week. I think there's a lot more. I hope 2021 is going to bring us some changes in how not just the police operate, but the public sector operates. People wake up to changes. Let's see how that plays out. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our college prof, the expert on the law and the scams as well. Check out his website, scamicide.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Biden is inviting to the White House a group of 10 Republican senators who propose spending about one-third of what he's seeking in coronavirus aid. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, National Economic Director Brian Deese said the president will be pleased to hear from the group about their alternative package.
The president has said repeatedly he is open to ideas, wherever they may come, that we could improve upon the approach to actually tackling this crisis. What he's uncompromising about is the need to move with speed on a comprehensive approach here.
The invitation to meet in the coming days came just hours after the lawmakers sent Mr. Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than to try to ram through his nearly $2 trillion package solely on Democrat votes. One person's dead, another suffered minor injuries in a shooting Sunday afternoon at a northern Wisconsin mall. Grand Chute police say the shooter left the mall about 100 miles north of Milwaukee before police officers arrived and remains at large this evening. Things in California have gotten a little better, but the state's not out of the clear yet when it comes to bad weather.
We do have additional heavy rain potential over the next 3 days for parts of Oregon into northwestern California. So additional heavy lower elevation rains and additional heavy mountain snows.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Warvick says, meanwhile, the snowstorm system has already blanketed parts of the Midwest as well as Washington, D.C., and it's forecast to fall to an inch to 3 inches an hour on Monday, in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. A plan to reopen Chicago schools remains in limbo as last-minute negotiations over COVID-19 safety measures with the teachers' union stalled on Sunday. That amplifies the possibility of a strike or a lockout. 62,000 students, 10,000 teachers in grades K through 8 were supposed to start on Monday. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The European Union is assuring Britain it would not trigger an emergency provision of the Brexit deal to monitor export of COVID-19 vaccines produced in the EU, and that UK vaccine orders will not be disrupted.
And now I think we need to move forward, work together with our counterparts across this world, rather than putting in restrictions and protectionism, which ultimately will only damage citizens.
That's British International Trade Secretary Liz Truss.
We're pleased that the EU admitted that the Article 16 invocation, which you talked about for the border in Ireland, has been was a mistake, and they are now not proceeding with that.
Israel's agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of the coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians to immunize frontline medical workers. That's according to Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz's office. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Donald Trump's named two lawyers to his impeachment defense team.
The move comes one day after it was revealed the former president had parted ways with an earlier set of attorneys. The two representing him will be an Alabama lawyer, David Schoen, and a former prosecutor in Pennsylvania, Bruce Castor. Several South Carolina lawyers who were set to represent Mr. Trump at the trial have now left the team. Jason Walker reporting.
The government's top infectious disease expert says the U.S. hopes to be able to start vaccinating children in the next few months. Dr. Anthony Fauci said kids' vaccines hopefully will begin in late spring or early summer. However, the FDA has yet to approve vaccines for children. And at the moment, older adults are having problems finding available shots for themselves. Fauci says getting children vaccinated is a necessary step to securing widespread immunity to the coronavirus. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Democracy Prep Charter School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being sued by a senior for violating his First and 14th Amendment rights. You see, William Clark was directed to unlearn his Judeo-Christian values or suffer failing grades and no graduation.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your source for information on the news talk radio scene is the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, the DJV program will bring to you, through the courtesy and the knowledge of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and me, Doug Steffen, an overview of these stories and the people on the people list. The work have been done for the last week. Let's see, January 25th to 29th. Last week of January, here we go. People list, ladies, you ready? Larry King, no surprise there, at number 10. Vladimir Putin, no surprise there, number 9. Ted Cruz, cruising into the number 8 spot. Liz Cheney at 7. What do we think about Liz Cheney? And the way, you know,
I think she's going to lose in 2 years. I think she's got some problems ahead.
Really? Because just because she didn't like Trump?
I think because she spoke out, or she voted for the constitutionality of the impeachment, which I think a lot of conservatives feel is unconstitutional. I think not even conservatives. I think a lot of people feel that it is unconstitutional. And so I think that she's already got a primary opponent. I think that there are already more than half of Republicans who are challenging her leadership position within the party. So I think it's going to be a tough couple of years for her.
She's the only one. Well, who else in the Cheney family got into politics? Anybody? They had a couple of kids, didn't they? Dick Cheney and...
There were a couple of kids. But yeah. I don't know if... I'm not sure what the political trajectory of the others were. But
mm-hmm. All right. Let's see here. 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene. That name means absolutely nothing to me. Who is
QAnon.
Marjorie?
QAnon whack job. Well, she's a representative who, has tweeted out and sent out a lot of posts about the Q, but she's also the person who filed articles of impeachment against Biden on day one, which is why she's
a nutshell.
What was her basis for that? I'm just curious. Like, what did she cite?
Well, what was the basis for them doing it to Trump over
the years? But that's not my question. My question is, what were the actual charges? Because we know insurrection was the charges against Trump. What were the charges?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I don't know, maybe you don't remember, but Al Green, who is a Democrat, huge Trump critic from Texas, would file articles of impeachment against Trump almost all the time. They never went anywhere, but he would file them for all kinds of reasons and did it right after he came into office. And so, like I said, it doesn't even matter what they were because they're not going anywhere.
But this woman did it before Biden even got sworn in, right?
Yeah, they did. Once he got sworn in. That's what they did to Trump, too. In fact, the famous headline after President Trump was sworn in, I think it was the New York Times, maybe it was the Washington Post, but one of the big newspapers of record said the impeachment of President Trump begins now. And so, this is the problem when impeachment becomes political. It becomes a game of tit for tat.
Yeah, try to ruin your country in 10 easy lessons. All right, and so there's another nut job, freshman congressman, Republican woman, who's getting a lot of attention, but I can't remember her name either. Who do you remember? She's dark hair, glasses. Yeah, there's another one.
This is the only one that I've seen getting headlines.
Number 5, Schumer and Pelosi. They get too many headlines as far as I'm concerned. Number 4, Dr. Fauci, there's a lot of stuff still boiling about him. Highest paid person in the federal government. And there is still a question or now.
Connections to the coronavirus.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what are they, Jennifer? You want to rehash them quickly for people who didn't hear the story?
Yeah, it's a long story, so I'll try to be as brief as I can. But 10 years ago, there was a study going on with ferrets that have similar respiratory systems to human beings, and they were investigating viruses, and they were investigating coronaviruses specifically. And so one of the things that they were trying to do was to create this super virus that would be spread through the air so that they could figure out ways to vaccinate against it.
What's wrong with this picture?
This was during the Obama administration. The Obama administration said, this is too dangerous. We're shutting this down. So they shut it down. Well, Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health publicly took to an op-ed and was trying to make the case that this is the kind of research that's dangerous but worth the risk, essentially, was, I think, the title of his op-ed. And he kept it going using the money that was given to the National Institute of Health, and they kept working on this virus. So the reason the virus has those spikes is because it was manipulated by a laboratory, essentially. That laboratory happened to be the one in Wuhan where the virus escaped. Now, whether the virus intentionally escaped or accidentally escaped, the reason we have such a severe version of a coronavirus is because of the manipulation that can be tied directly to the money and research dollars given by Fauci and the National Institute of Health.
Got to wonder where our priorities are. Don't you wonder that after this? Our money goes to help fund research on something that's being used to kill us. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you to the leaders of Chinese Communist Party. Wonderful. Number 3, Mitch McConnell. Number 2, Donald Trump. Anybody, what? McConnell, and what's his tune has changed somewhat. Is that because he's a political realist? What's the reason for his tune?
McConnell?
Yeah. His tune has changed.
Well, I think he's saying that he's not one of the Republicans who said that, you know, he wants to hear the evidence, I guess, of the Senate trial, although he voted this week that the impeachment was actually unconstitutional. There were only five Republicans who said that it was constitutional to move forward with an impeachment of a past president, and he was not on that list. Mm-hmm. But certainly he's also been doing a lot of power struggling with Chuck Schumer about the filibuster, and that probably puts him on the list in that position.
All right, so what did Biden say about the filibuster this week?
Circle
isn't
back.
It's a Senate tradition, right?
The filibuster allows. So the filibuster allows for basically things to be passed with 67 members of Congress having to approve stuff, not a simple majority. Mm-hmm. Back in 2007, I want to say Harry Reid. Now 2008, I think. Whenever Obama was in the White House and Harry Reid was the leader of the Senate, that year was the year that, yeah, Harry Reid said, we want to end the filibuster on judicial appointees, because they wanted to pass through the judges and the nominees that Obama was pushing through. So they ended the filibuster, making it just a simple majority to put in judges. Now, fast forward to the years of Trump, and Democrats were all ticked off that Trump was able to pass through judges with a simple majority. Well, you can thank Harry Reid primarily for that, because that's exactly who changed the rule. So now Democrats want to change the rule again, because they want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to make D.C. a state. They want to pack the court, and they don't want to.
Which side is Biden on? Biden wants
to keep
it the old way.
He won't tell you. He just flips.
I think he has commented.
No, I think he did too. I thought he did. He wanted to keep it the way it was. That is 67.
I've been watching every single White House press briefing, and Psaki has been saying that it's for the Senate to figure out. It's for the Senate to figure out, and it will not have Biden take a position on it.
He's taken a position, I guarantee you that, because I've seen it.
I think he's against ending it, because I'm just looking here. 2 days ago, the New York Times, there's an article, Why Aren't Progressives Pressuring Biden on the Filibuster? I think it's at President Biden's commitment to keeping the Senate filibuster
right.
is angering some progressives.
He's an old-time member of the Senate. He's not
going to screw
with that. He said a lot of things on the campaign trail that have proven not to be true. Like, he said, I won't ban fracking. He said that, you know, Antifa was an ideology.
He hasn't banned fracking. He isn't going to.
He's
transitioning. Well, he's been very, I don't know, I mean, this is crazy to me. He's been very linear with a lot of his statements, and he has said that he is not against fracking. He wants to transition away from it. He has said that a million times. I've watched
him. He also said he also was running a democracy if he were elected, that he wouldn't sign a lot of executive orders, and now we're up to like 30 executive orders. So a lot of things I think get said on the campaign trail that maybe don't peter.
That's
yeah, Mexico,
true. Every
Mexico
politician
never paid for
that
the
exists.
Wall. That's true. Mexico still owes us for the wall. So.
There you go.
Well, not if you count the money we made from the USMCA, because that's
number
where the
what's the USMCA
from. The trade deal that blew out NAFTA.
Oh. Okay, number one on the people list is Joe Biden. All right, so we've been through the names, we get some comments to think about, help yourself. You can comment also. Jay's going to work some of this stuff on social media at DJV show, so you can follow along with some of the things that we're talking about there, and we will continue with a focus on the stories here on the Talk Radio Review in just a moment.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 25% off custom flyers, brochures, postcards, or labels when you spend $70 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples. Ends 227. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/custom prints for details.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the talk radio review, a roundup of what the people who are on the DJV show have to say about the charts. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I want to, before we leave the people list, we were talking about Pelosi a minute ago. Didn't she say this week that she wanted to put in the budget security money so they could face the members of the other party, the enemies?
Yes,
in
the enemy is within.
Right. Okay, good for her.
Which is what's really unifying, to feel like, because I don't share a party with Nancy Pelosi, that I'm an enemy to the country.
You're the enemy, Jennifer.
I know.
Now, meantime, Joe Biden, number one on the list. Joe Biden called a bunch of Republican senators with whom he has served this week in the Senate to talk about the COVID stimulus, because there were Republicans that were putting up roadblocks to the stimulus package. So here's an interesting sign, going back to his roots as a senator and his relationship and his ability. I think that that's a good sign. I don't know whether the bill's any good or not, whether there's a whole heck of a lot of pork in that bill, as we've been talking about. A lot of stuff's got nothing to do with COVID is in there, and that may be what they're rejecting. So maybe there needs to be some fluctuation. I thought something also this week was kind of interesting with regard to the president. They're reviewing some arms deals with the Saudis, with the United Arab Emirates, with some of the other Middle Eastern outfits. You know, remember when there was an agreement to supply a lot of munitions, but I guess what happens when it gets into, or potentially could get into, the wrong hands. So that's under examination. One wonders how much of the other stuff is under examination. But do we think it's a good idea? I didn't think it was a good idea to give anything to Saudi Arabia. I'd like to see Saudi Arabia disappear from the face of the earth, as far as that's concerned, because they're no good. I don't know that much. The United Arab Emirates, they wanted to buy some F-35 jets.
They've got the money to do it in the UAE.
Yeah, they get all kinds of oil money. Yeah,
yeah, but Saudi Arabia. I don't know. Just because you put up a bunch of, like, you know, skyscrapers and claim to welcome, you know, Westerners, I don't know.
They don't welcome.
My trust
are you kidding?
Is just not. I mean, they welcome the money, sure.
And those, exactly. You know, that's all they want.
They act like Lindsay Lohan is their goddess, you know, and like they get B-list celebrities over
What'd
there. What did
you
like
say,
North
Jennifer?
Korea. Oh, no, they want the money, for sure. UAE is, I mean, it prides itself on bringing rich people over there all the time.
Yeah. All these come. If you go to Dubai, the opulence that's there, what it costs you to go there, whoo, man. All right, well, that's why they make movies there, I guess. It's 21 after the hour. This talk radio review, we share the story list with you in a matter of moments here on the review.
Talk radio.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Green Mirror, your friendly old change. Green Mirror in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts at talkers.com or on any of our social media. Right in that, Jay, what you've done, you can. Now we're going to start every weekend to post the charts because it's an important part of our conversation. A lot of these things we have talked about on the DJV program, although our program is not necessarily just about the top issues, the news talk issues. It's a lot of other things that are important to all of our lives, but these things certainly make it into our conversation. So if you have thoughts, right, what do you want them to do? You want to go look at the stories, Jay, and then
tell us. We have the charts up, the biggest stories of the week, the biggest people of conversation. We want to know what was the most important story for you in your life. What did you really grasp towards? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at DJV Show. We want you to weigh in on this.
All right. Weigh in, please. Okay, so we're going to start now with a story list and get our conversation going. With comments, number 10, the passing of Larry King. What can be said about Mr. Ziegler that hasn't been said before? Right? Pretty much everybody's covered his passing.
I think he got a lot of really beautiful tributes. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that, you know, I mean, he's not just for our industry starting in radio, but, you know, he was such a cultural icon. Kind of, I'd put him on par with, like, an Alex Trebek. And so
and
I think he's been on our
Regis.
Exactly. So I think it was nice that it didn't get glossed over. He got a lot of really good attention.
Yep, right, exactly. Okay, number 9, immigration reform. Who's paying for the wall and some issues with the LGBTQ community? What specific issues are there? I know, I understand.
Housing was a big one. Yeah, housing in the military. So Biden overturned the ban against transgender soldiers. So Trump did that. He overturned that. And then the housing under Ben Carson's HUD, a lot of protections for LGBTQ people were stripped. So housing could discriminate against them. And so now that's been reversed. So
there's also from this side of the aisle, one of the big LGBTQ issues that people have been watching here is that Biden sided with LGBTQ over women. And
women. That's not true.
Well,
he
ruined women's sports.
That's ridiculous, Jen.
Is Title IX gone?
What happens is that now, if you're a biological male, you can play on a team against biological females, and I think that's going to make it really hard.
If you are not
for a lot of people,
if you are transgender, that's a very different thing. I have trans friends who are athletes too. That's not the case at all.
Biologically is what I'm saying. It is okay for a biologically male person
to be perfectly honest. Transgender women have so much more estrogen than you and I have in our bodies right now. Trust me.
So
I have transgender female friends,
but
no,
you understand that for a female
team.
But then what was the order about? I know, but what was the order about?
The order is allowing transgender women to play on a women's team. It's the same issue as bathrooms. It's the same
thing. But they're biologically male, correct?
They're no longer
biologically
male.
They've had their hoo-hoo eliminated, right?
What I'm saying is the estrogen levels in transgender women is higher than you and me.
Don't they have to give them estrogen, a lot of estrogen to combat
their
testosterone?
Yes, absolutely.
I have seen a lot of people who have felt that they have ruined women's sports.
Well, then those people are ill-informed. They're just ill-informed. That's not the case at all.
Well, according to you,
female sports. Female sports are not going to be overrun with transgender women forming some Amazonian
army. It doesn't have to be overrun,
army.
But what if that ruins someone's shot at going somewhere because they're competing with someone who has
a story the other day about a guy who was a weightlifter from Russia. And he decided, this guy had like 24-inch arms, weighed 300 pounds, and he decided he wanted to be a woman. So had the sex change operation, and now is competing in bodybuilding and other power.
And he's beating
and
all the other women, right? That's
yeah,
the point.
Of course he is, because he's got 24-inch arms. What
exactly.
are you going to do?
It's ridiculous, though.
Well, it does happen. It's very interesting. It's an interesting social comment on where we are today, I think, as much as anything else. All right, coming up next half hour, the Senate and what's going on with the Democrats and Republicans. Can they play nice? We'll start with that after a few words at the bottom of the hour. It's 28 after now.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Taxes, substitutions, extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
Time is running out to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. Someone wins $50,000 every 4 change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, extra points, $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Hurry up and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
23:14.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back into the fold here with the charts from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Also, you can get them at djvshow.com. Follow that on the our social media at djvshow. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We are up to number 8 on the story list, which is the focus on the Senate. Can there be a power-sharing deal? The filibuster is in the focus. I think we've talked about that a little bit, right?
There is, actually. They got a deal this week. That was a piece of it. So Chuck Schumer wouldn't budge on committing not to end the filibuster. So McConnell went to Kristen Sinema in Arizona. Well, actually, he didn't go to it. I don't know how it went, but she said she wasn't going to vote to get rid of the filibuster, and so did Joe Manchin. So he, on a handshake with those two, he signed the deal with Chuck Schumer so they can operate, which is good for all of us that they figured it out.
Right. Okay. Number 7, the social media thing. I don't think there's anything new this week, is there? Victoria, the Facebook story that we had when we were focusing for the countdown on the top 5 stories of the week. Mm-hmm. There's no real, I mean, Facebook is Facebook. These guys are all a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. So
it's 533 million phone numbers are for sale on the dark web right now. So that's a lot of
from
phone
Facebook.
Numbers. Well, they were stolen from Facebook, yeah. And the downside is, once again, Facebook seems to just, you know, have security. They have a real lack of security. And they've even had people go through the two-factor authentication, which I know drove you crazy last year when we tried to walk you through that.
Yep.
And yet, even though people did that with their phone numbers were still vulnerable. And that's kind of the lesson here. It's, you know, you don't need to put your phone number on Facebook. You do not need to have it in your account.
No social security numbers. Don't give your social security number to anybody but a bank, and you only do that if you're looking for a loan or to open a new account.
They call from the Social Security Administration, like I always get.
Right, exactly. I get that too.
Yeah, I've been getting those this week.
Yeah. Don't answer.
And they're not
going to
call you up.
Right. Don't fall for it. It scares older people. That's all it does. And you know, and we already deal with so many robocalls as it is. So now there's just going to be another influx.
Yep. All right. Let's see here. Number 6. This seems like something that's been, we've hashed this out until the cows come home. The police reform stuff, reforming government, race relations. I mean, how much can you beat this horse to death? We've said what, maybe it's coming back up because February is African-American History Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of why it's showing up. Number 5, the weather. I was talking on the air and off the air about where I am in Massachusetts. There's a cold front, the Polar Express or the Polar Vortex or what do they call it? Whatever the
Polar Express
with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
it's a polar vortex. But I was telling you about the atmospheric river that was in California this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of the weather. I just went over to the. I've got a thermostat in the corner of the studio, and it's right now reading 8 degrees. I went outside earlier to take the dog for a walk, and the wind just right through me. It hasn't been this cold here, excuse me, since February of 2015. So, hello. Welcome to a mild winter. We've had, actually, to this point, it has been pretty mild here in this neck of the woods. Victoria, you're in New Jersey. What's it like? Mm-hmm. What's the picture This weekend look like there?
Just windy and cold. Monday, it looks like we're going to get a big snowstorm. Well, snow I don't know storm. How big. I'm right on the beach. The snow will fall. It lands for a second, and then it just dissipates. Right. So we really don't get a lot here. But I think down in D.C., where our Radio America studios are, I think they're going to get hit on Sunday. So it looks like it must be moving up from the south.
It is. It's a southern low. So there's that. And speaking of the south, Jay is in Nashville. We got the weather from Jennifer, the rain, the skies have opened up out there. What's it like in Nashville?
It's just cloudy and 26 degrees, so it's cold, but there's no snow or anything. It's just cold and dreary.
Yes, dreary. Cloudy, dreary, ooh, that yucca bunga. That's what the Midwest feels like, mid-south, Midwest in the wintertime, in the bowels of midwinter, yucca bunga. All right, number four is our relationship with China and Russia. More cheating, lying, stealing on the part of the Chinese. The business this week of who's being shut down. Most people don't even know this is going on because there aren't newspapers covering for whatever the reason. I don't know why the news media is covering its butt. How much money do they get from the Chinese?
I don't know.
Well, why are they so reluctant to cover up the lies that are coming from the Chinese? There are many provinces that are completely shut down. They won't let people travel. It's kind of a dicey situation.
But, you know, we also did it is a dicey situation, and it's dicey for journalists. And, you know, I know that, you know, you like to crap on the news media, and they deserve it for most of it. But, you know, last year we saw a record number of journalists being murdered while they were on site covering stories, whether it's China, North Korea, I mean, Russia. The world is still a very dangerous place for journalism. And anybody who wants to go into where they've shut down Wuhan or whatever other province is shut down now, good luck to them, and I applaud their bravery, but I wouldn't do it.
Speaking of that,
one thing about that real quick, because I think investigative journalism, I think Victoria's right about that, is that investigative journalism is, and pardon the pun, I don't mean it insensitively, but it's sort of dead. So the stuff that the journalists are reporting on right now are stuff that's handed to them, right?
Fluff.
They're not going,
Right.
So that's what I think. That's what we're missing is the
you're not
the
seeing
initiative.
Walter Cronkite in a bulletproof vest anymore. You know, I mean, there are some journalists who are still willing to do that, but you know, look at the statistics from last year when we talked about it on the DJV show. How many were murdered? Jamal Khashoggi alone. I mean, look at him. That was a couple years ago. That's probably the highest profile.
Sadly, I think the appetite for news overseas is really low. Everybody wants to focus on all the drama. And who hates who? My dad and I were talking about this, and he brought up such a good point. He's like, who knows what's happening in Russia or China or Iran or Israel? Because guess what? We don't actually even get that anymore because everybody wants to know if Kellyanne is, you know, taking nude pictures of her daughter or if Joe Biden doesn't know how to put a pen in his pocket. I mean, everybody's focusing on all that yuck.
Nonsense.
Well, there's real stuff happening.
Yeah. I still watch BBC America. I watch the BBC News as much as possible just to kind of get, you know, another perspective of what's happening around the world.
It's sad to outsource it.
With
totally.
Remember the fellow that beheaded Daniel Pearl? He was a journalist that was in Pakistan in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison. He's being released from prison. He was convicted and then he was acquitted. And that's the way their system works over there. The family appealed, and that was denied because it's Pakistan. What do you think is going to happen? The guy was on death row, and now the Supreme Court in Pakistan says he ought to be set free. The other men who were sentenced to life for their involvement in his kidnapping and beheading also be released. So Pakistan would be a good place to stay away from if you were a news person.
You want to be a journalist there, just like Daniel Pearl was. Yeah.
All right, number three this week on the focus from talkers, the economy, this whole business about what we're going to do. Is there going to be another stimulus package? Does it become $1.9 billion? What does it do to the economy? And some certain sectors of the economy doing very, very well, others not doing so well. And when you look at the way the stimulus is supposed to work in this new package, there's all kinds of crap and pork in there. The usual that has no business being in there, except that it's political. It's trying to change people and their habits and persuasions and stuff. climate change. Get away from me with that stuff. Fix the economy now. And never mind all that other nonsense. That's my read on it. Ladies?
Well, the climate change stuff is, but the climate change stuff is, you know, longer term. That's going to create a lot of jobs.
Yeah, but that's not today. Today, let's focus on getting your political
agenda. You can do two things at once. You can do a short game and a long game.
Now, are you kidding? The federal government has a hard time doing one thing at once. Never mind two things at once. Or they can hardly imagine them as jugglers. They drop the ball at every turn.
Okay, but I'd rather still make the attempt than just give up and say, they can't do it.
The frustrating thing is, like, listening to John Kerry this week say that 90% of the pollution and 90% of the bad stuff is coming from other places, and that's not going to change necessarily.
What do you mean,
other
countries?
Yeah, with other people who are contributing.
China is the biggest. We contribute plenty, but China and India are off the charts with what they do.
So if he says that, and then they're putting these high-dollar things and costing American jobs during a pandemic year, I think that's why there's a lot of people who are just like, are you kidding? We're going to take away all of these really good jobs, and you're going to tell me. I mean, one of the things he took criticism for.
What jobs are we taking away?
The Keystone Pipeline.
Those are temporary. Those are 35 permanent jobs that were guaranteed from that.
But they're infrastructure jobs, and they're good jobs, and they're good paying. And so someone like John Kerry stands up there who really hasn't worked a hard job in his life and says, well, you'll just work on solar panels now. Well, not for a 50-year-old who wants to retire in a few years. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Why would a 50-year-old want to work on a pipeline rather than
a
solar panel?
Well, they are.
That makes sense.
This is part of the problem with this pejorative, just because he's a Democrat, he's a bad guy, or because he's a Republican, he's a bad guy. John Kerry was in the Vietnam War and was in some very difficult straits when he
was in the war, absolutely. Right.
That was his job.
In the public.
But since
he hasn't
then,
worked.
No, right. He's been an elected official since then, but I don't take away from him what he did when he was in Vietnam.
I don't think it's wise to try to make an argument of saying, oh, John Kerry's never worked a day in his life or a hard day. Like, Trump never did either. So I don't know if, you know, there are a lot of people who have
but
never
But he signed a lot of paychecks for people. I think the point is that people who are in the private sector who know how hard it is to make businesses work, and I think that was one thing that Trump did bring to the job, but it's really not about
John
Kerry. It's not about either of them. It's about people who are losing their job and then being told by John Kerry that they can just go work on solar panels. Well, why should he tell them? What if they don't want to? What if they like their job that they have right now? What if they're
I want to stay on the farm. The jobs on the farm are dwindling.
But the pipeline jobs were temporary. That was supposed to be 1 year.
The support the government has given under Trump for these big agribusinesses that's totally, totally, totally wrong. The charts for the week of January 25th to the 29th here. It's story time. Number 10 on the story list is the passing of Larry King. A lot of talk about that for obvious reasons. Number 9, immigration reform. Number 8, the power sharing going on in the Senate. The number 7 item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine is a focus on social media and the things that are going on by these people who have become too big for their britches. Race relations at number 6. Number 5, the weather, the cold weather that's going across the country later in the week and this weekend. Number 4, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 3, the economy, the focus on GameStop and all of that stuff. Number 2, the COVID situation. And number 1, what's going on in the capital. Washington, D.C. is the focus. That's it. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we got to get to number 1, and we will right after this.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal. And our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, every week. Folks there doing pretty much a strong analysis of what's going on, talk radio, news talk radio around the country. The most popular format, according to the last 3 month surveys of radio stations. Number 10 on the People List is Larry King. Number 9 is Vladimir Putin. Ted Cruz is number 8. Liz Cheney, number 7. Marjorie Taylor Greene, number 6. The two Democratic leaders, Schumer and Pelosi, number 5, tied in that position. Dr. Fauci is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect now, taking into number 1 position. Interesting, because some things revealed about McConnell and Trump, what they don't like about each other. So that's part of the conversation, I guess, this week. Courtesy of Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen. All right, here we are on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and Doug. Number 1 this week, at least according to the folks at Talkers, the insurrection investigation. I did notice that this guy, what's his name? Was it Chansley, who was the guy with the wolf head or whatever, the horns on?
Whose mother was demanding he get organic food in jail.
Oh, yeah, that's genius.
He said, the lawyer said his client used to love the president, but now feels let down, and he's going to testify against him because he didn't get a presidential
pardon.
I hope
he wears his horns. Yeah, right.
But doesn't that pretty much doesn't that tell you what those people are about in the first place? I mean, most of them, including the couple of Congress people that have supported this stuff, they're nuts. And how do they get, are we that nuts? Is our society that nuts that we elect people like that to office? Aren't there better? We have so many bad people in office on both sides of the aisle, incompetent nincompoops. Many of them, as Jennifer was pointing out about Kerry, have never had a real job in their lives. They don't really know what the real world is about. Some of these young kids that are in there in their 20s, they don't know anything about anything.
That's why I love the term limits thing that Ted Cruz brought up this week. Bring it on. I'm for it.
Well, I'd like to limit him, too, so sure.
I know. He'd be limited as well. Absolutely.
He'd be good. I wear no law. He'd be good to kiss him goodbye. But there are lots of others in there that deserve to have much more scrutiny. Where the heck do these people come from? Unga bunga. All right, so it is the overview of the charts from Talkers. Check them out at dgvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Jay here, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen going through the top five items, counting them down, the top five items from the world of technology this week. And the first matter of fact comes from those who are promoting the Super Bowl. And so what's the deal? What's this? Who's going to be upset by this news, Victoria?
So this is kind of an interesting story. I've been asking around, you know, my husband has a toe in the sports world, and so yes. I've been asking him, has he seen anyone reacting to the news that the Super Bowl will not be streaming in 4K or HDR this year because it's on CBS, and they just don't have that infrastructure. NFL games that have aired on Fox, everyone knows if you have a 4K TV or even just a really, you know, a good TV, you see how clear the picture is. It's really incredible. So they broadcast all their games in 4K, and CBS has never done that. And now for the Super Bowl, they're not going to do it either. And so apparently the word has not really gotten out yet to sports fans. So I think on the day of the game, we're going to see a lot of angry people on social media saying that the picture doesn't look that good. But the truth is, that is the deal. CBS has made this announcement. Whether people have picked it up or not yet, it seems like they aren't paying attention. But if you have a 4K TV and you are expecting the standard crystal clear picture, you may have to lower your expectations because it's probably not going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see what the social media response will be, because I bet people are going to think that their screen looks a little blurry.
All right, next up, Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk, who's always sort of has his finger on the pulse of well, cutting-edge technology as well as social commentary. He's quite the public figure at this point. He announced that he's donating $100 million to develop a prize for the best carbon capture technology. Essentially, what that means is now everyone, this contest is open to anyone who is going to create new carbon capture technology. This sucks carbon out of the air, and then it gets carbon dioxide gets sucked out of the air. Then it gets recycled, and it gets made into sustainable fuel. It's Microsoft has donated $1 billion. Bill Gates matched it with a second $1 billion fund. This is definitely the way that cutting-edge tech is going. And the interesting thing is the price tag for capturing one ton of carbon dioxide is $600. So essentially, with this new carbon capture tech that Elon Musk is hoping to develop or sponsor, they want to lower that price to bring it way, way down to make it really cheap to capture carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
Number three on our list of the top five technology stories is a focus on Sling TV.
Sling TV, the streaming service that a lot of people are using, millions and millions of customers really like Sling, and I think they were hoping that Sling would not raise prices, but this is 2021, and everybody has cut, I mean, the number of people who cut the cord from cable in 2020 was pretty astounding, and so everybody flocked to the streaming services, and they're making a profit. So Sling TV is the latest one. They've gone, they've raised their prices. The orange and blue channel packages will go up by $5, so that'll be $35 a month for new subscribers, $50 a month when you bundle them together. The good news is if you are an existing Sling customer, they have the one-year price guarantee, so you won't see the new prices go up until August. But if you're a new customer looking to make a jump to a different service, then you are going to have to pay these extra prices. The Sports Extra for live sports, that package went up by $1. That's $11 a month now. You can add on other bundles. They've got different premium packages. Everything's going up. On the other side of that, they're trying to offset this bad news with a little more DVR space. So you'll get a few extra hours. It's now 10 extra hours of DVR. It brings a total of 50 hours per month. And if you have the DVR add-on, the plus, then you'll get 200 hours of DVR. And as we know, this is what everyone's doing now. Everybody's binging like crazy. So people need as many DVR hours as possible.
All right. Number two, a focus on Facebook once again.
Yep, here's some bad news, and there's nothing you can do about it, so I'm sorry to even bring this story up, but if you're getting a lot of extra spam calls on your phone number, check in your Facebook account and see which number you had listed when you signed up, because Facebook is dealing with 533 million users whose phone numbers have been sold on the dark web. So there's nothing you can do. I would say just make sure, you know, either put a fake number when you sign up for accounts. Don't put your real phone number ever. And that's probably the best thing you can do when you're signing up for something.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Apple issues a warning.
This was not the biggest story of the week, but to me this is definitely the most impactful, especially because my father has a pacemaker and an iPhone. So if you have an Apple iPhone, Apple has now issued a warning. Keep it at least 6 to 15 inches away from the left side of your chest. Do not put it in your chest pocket. Keep it away from your defibrillator. Keep it away from the pacemaker. It will definitely cause fluctuations in how it performs, which is dangerous.
Thank you, Victoria. With the top five tech stories this week, I'm Doug Stephan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 10 Republican senators are urging President Biden to negotiate with them over his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package.
Ours is about $600 billion.
Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox News Sunday the GOP plan is more targeted than what he sees in the president's, which he says is
chock full of handouts and payoffs to Democratic constituency groups.
And he doubts the president and Democrats are serious about making it bipartisan.
You want the patina of bipartisanship, but you want to stick it and ram it through.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the director of the president's National Economic Council, Brian Deese, says President Biden will be pleased to talk.
He is open to ideas, wherever they may come, that we could improve upon the approach to actually tackling this crisis.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming introduced two bills last week seeking to block the White House plan to pause leases for oil, gas, or coal on federal lands. That's a key part of the expansive climate change platform. Cheney touted 21 co-sponsors for the Safeguarding Oil and Leasing and Permitting Act and 14 for the Safeguarding Coal Leasing Act, as well as support from a number of industry groups. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will meet with Georgia freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to talk about comments she reportedly made.
The meeting is in response to media reports of comments she allegedly made on social media prior to her election to Congress. Many House Democrats and the Republican Jewish Coalition are calling for the Georgia Republican to be removed from committee assignments. Congresswoman Greene maintains that she's being targeted on social media for speaking out against socialism and filing articles of impeachment against President Biden immediately following his inauguration. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More than 3,000 protesters arrested in Russia demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Australia's competition watchdog says a lack of competition for Google and a lack of transparency in the digital advertising supply chain need to be addressed because they are impacting publishers, advertisers, and consumers.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission released an interim report on its inquiry into the Google-dominated digital advertising services industry in Australia. It notes Google not only powers the digital display technology, it also controls much of the advertising space. The commission chair said there was often a real lack of choice and transparency in the industry, and Google often was acting on behalf of both publishers and advertisers for the same ad sale while selling its own ad inventory. Jeremy House reporting.
Scandinavia's largest film festival exploring the social isolation resulting from the pandemic by setting up a temporary cinema for one on a desolated island in the North Sea. More at townhall.com. General Motors is hitting the gas on its rollout of electric self-driving cars.
GM is teaming up with Microsoft in a venture that also involves Honda and other institutional investors, pouring money into GM subsidiary Cruise, now valued at roughly $30 billion. Cruise, which GM purchased in 2016, has been a leader in driverless technology and got the go-ahead from California late last year to test its automated vehicles in San Francisco without backup drivers. Rich Thomason reporting.
Walgreens tapped Starbucks executive Roz Brewer as its new CEO, making her the only black woman leading a Fortune 500 company. Brewer will take over as Walgreens CEO March 15th after a little more than 3 years as Starbucks chief operating officer. Brewer succeeds Stefano Pessina, who will transition to executive chairman of Walgreens board. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It's been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
get game day ready with Black Bear Diner. Their family meals to go make perfect party platters for your game day crowd. Choose a party favorite such as chicken strips or cheeseburger sliders, new for the big game. And add a platter of golden onion rings for just $10.99. Visit blackbeardiner.com to start your order. Look for family meals to go. Pre-order starting Thursday, February 4th.
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
When it's so hot, your clothes stick damply to your skin. You make a beeline for the water cooler, and there you run into the night editor.
Hey, Dorothy, go easy on that ice water. Want to get a chill?
I'll take that chill, Al, just as long as it's good and cold. What a session I just had in Jersey City.
Yeah, you sure look all in.
I am. 2 days and two nights without sleep. Waiting in a sizzling hot room for a jury to make up its mind. Al, it was awful.
Yeah, I'll bet it was. Look, Dorothy...
I've just got one big ambition in life. I'm going home and stand under a cold shower for about an hour and then fall into bed.
Dorothy, I hate to be a killjoy, but I've got to send you out on another assignment.
You mean now?
Right away, to Bayonne, New Jersey. Just got a flash that a woman was murdered out there. And the cops think the woman's daughter and a boyfriend did the job. They're grilling the kids at headquarters now. I'll go out there and see what you can pick up. It's all yours.
How was this Mrs. Graham murdered, Sergeant Gillis?
With a hatchet, Miss Kilgallen.
Oh, but that sounds like the work of a maniac. You mean you suspect a couple of kids?
Yeah, I know. It doesn't seem possible. Especially kids like these.
Where's Mrs. Graham's daughter now?
She's with Lieutenant Morgan in that room over there. Mm. He's been grilling her for hours. But she won't talk. Neither will her boyfriend.
Mm. Where'd you pick up the kids, Sergeant?
In a beer joint near the Somerville Circle. Oh, here comes Morgan now. Any luck, Lieutenant?
Oh, no. The more questions I ask her, the tighter she clams up. You know, I've had some tough crooks on the grill, but this kid beats them all. Hello, Miss Kilgallen.
Hello, Lieutenant. Got anything I can use for a story?
Oh, not a thing, Miss Kilgallen. And that's the truth.
Frankly, we're pretty well up against a stone wall. Now, what can you do when a cute-looking 17-year-old kid just sits there and swings her legs and looks at you with a sweet face and says, I don't know.
She won't say anything?
I've tried everything. Talk to her like a Dutch uncle, like a father, like a cop, like a mug even. But it's no go. I don't know, she says. Just like that. I don't know.
Lieutenant Morgan.
Yeah?
Mind if I go into that room and talk to Janet Graham alone?
Now, what good'll that do?
I don't know that it'll do any good. But I just might come up with something, you know, just between us girls. How about it?
Now, look, Miss Kilgallen, all the other reporters are gone home. Why don't you go, too? She won't crack. Believe me, I know all the tricks and I've used them all. She just won't crack.
Would you let me talk to her?
Oh, it's too hot to argue. Oh, go ahead. But believe me, you're wasting your time. We've had our best men working on that kid, and she just won't talk.
Hi, Janet.
Who are you?
My name's Dorothy Kilgallen. I'm a reporter.
Reporter? Honest?
Honest. I thought I'd just drop in for a chat.
Oh. Well, you're not going to find anything out from me. I don't know anything.
Well, maybe you don't, but I do.
You do? What?
You look like a sight. Your hair's every which way and your nose is shiny.
Well, gosh, Miss Kilgallen, what can I do? I left my compact in Charlie's jalopy when they picked us up.
Well, he wouldn't like you the way you look now.
Gee, is it that bad?
Here, take my compact.
Oh, thanks, Miss Kilgallen. Gee, this is just super. Is it real gold?
Yes.
I've got one in silver. It's shaped like a heart. And it's got initials on it. C.M.
C.M.? Who's that?
Charlie Mason. He gave it to me for my birthday. He's my boyfriend. We've been going steady for a year.
Is he nice?
Oh, he's just super, Miss Kilgallen.
Tell me about him.
Gee, you really want me to?
Of course.
Well, he's star athlete at Bayonne High, and he's a whiz at tennis. Beats me 6-love every time, and I'm supposed to be pretty good for a girl. Here's your compact back.
Oh, thanks. Feel better?
Oh, yes, lots. Use the same color powder I do.
Janet, I suppose you and Charlie, you know that you're in a mess of trouble.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Why don't you tell them what they want to know?
I won't. I won't tell them a thing. I hate them.
Then maybe you'd tell me.
You?
Yes. You know, it's different when you tell everything to a woman. A woman sort of understands.
Well, gee, you're nice, Miss Kilgallen, but...
But what, Janet? You love Charlie, don't you?
You know that?
Of course. Why shouldn't you?
Golly, you do understand, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
That's the trouble with them. The police, I mean. They don't know how it was with Charlie and me. Mother didn't either. She...
She what, Janet?
Nothing.
All right, if you don't want to tell me anything, Janet, I guess I'll have to go.
Oh, no, I... Please stay.
Then what about your mother?
She hated Charlie. She wouldn't even let him come into the house.
Did she know you loved him?
I kept telling her that. Honest, Miss Kilgallen, I kept telling her. That's why we argued.
Argued about what?
It was this afternoon. Mother wanted me to do some work around the house, but I skipped out to meet Charlie.
Where'd you meet him, Janet?
The church.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the choir, you know, and they were having choir practice. The door was open, and I went in. Charlie was singing a solo, and I listened. It was wonderful, Miss Kilgallen. Listening to Charlie was... Well, it was like going to heaven. I was just thrilled. I wanted to reach up and touch him, but I didn't. I just sat there and listened. After that, well, I guess I kind of walked on air. I met Charlie outside the church. We had a tennis date at 6 o'clock, but before that I had to go to the delicatessen and buy some cold cuts for supper. On the way to the delicatessen, I kind of took Charlie's hand and held it. Just holding his hand like that thrilled me, but... Oh, Charlie, well, you know how boys are, Miss Kilgallen. He was kind of bashful.
Jen.
Yes, Charlie?
Quit holding my hand. Everybody on the street's looking at us.
Don't you love me?
Well, sure I do, Cookie. You know that, but...
How about coming to my house for supper tonight?
Gee, I can't do that, Janet. What would your mother say?
I don't care what Mother says. She's not going to boss me around anymore. We'll just tell her we're in love and that we're going to get married just as soon as you can get a job singing on the radio.
Well, I don't know.
Don't you love me, Charlie?
Sure, Cookie. I told you I did.
Well, then we don't have to be afraid of Mother or anyone else. Oh, here's the delicatessen.
Well, good afternoon, Janet.
Hello, Mr. Schmidt.
And what'll it be today?
I'll have a quarter of a pound of ham.
Ham?
Quarter of a pound of liverwurst.
Liverwurst?
20 cents worth of potato salad.
Potato salad?
And, Mr. Schmidt.
Yeah?
Mother will kill me for this, but I don't care. I want a jar of mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm just wacky about mayonnaise. And this time, I don't give a darn what my mother says.
So you left the delicatessen store and went right home. Is that it, Janet?
Well, no, not exactly, Miss Kilgallen. You know how hot it was today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Charlie and I stopped in a tavern, and we had 2 glasses of beer each and some pretzels. Beer was super, it being so hot outside and all. After that, we went to my house. Funny how I felt then.
How did you feel?
Well, I don't know why I'm telling you all this.
How did you feel, Janet?
Well, it was so hot, and I was kind of dizzy and thrilled because Charlie was going with me, and we were going to stand up to Mother. You know, Miss Kilgallen, how it is when you're all thrilled and excited.
Oh, sure, I know. Well, what happened when you got home?
Well, Mother was out.
I see. What did you and Charlie do then?
Oh, Charlie read a magazine, and I kind of did a little housework.
Janet.
Yes, Miss Kilgallen?
You're not telling me the truth. What's the use of talking to me if you don't tell me the truth? Now, what really happened when you and Charlie came home and found that your mother was out? Don't be afraid, Janet. I'll understand. But you've got to tell me the truth.
All right. All right, I will. We were both a little dizzy, I guess. You know, we kept saying things to each other. Then all of a sudden, I felt like dancing, so I put on a record of our song.
Your song?
Yes, Temptation. It's my favorite, and Charlie's, too. We call it our song. Anyway, I felt like dancing, so I put the record on the Victrola. And then... Charlie?
Yeah?
Let's dance.
Dance?
Yes. Take me in your arms, Charlie.
But what if your mother comes in and sees us?
I don't care. Do you?
No. No, I guess not.
Charlie. Charlie, let's stop dancing now. Let's sit down.
Sit down?
Yes. Kiss me, Charlie. Please.
Gee, Janet.
Charlie. Again.
Janet Graham! Mother!
Time for intermission on The Big Story. We'll be back with Act Two right after this.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered a sponsor this promotion in any way.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
And now, the second act of The Green Hornet on Win Radio Was.
And now back to our story. That night, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. The two men discussed the racket by which Axford had been taken in.
Rackets such as this when dealing with servicemen's families are sure fire, Cato. And they often hit people who can't afford to lose money.
Well, people will be satisfied if they get good book.
Well, they probably would be. It's an idea that appeals to them. But that book on the table isn't worth buying at any price.
Well, men who make book careful not to break law, no doubt.
Exactly. They can move to another city and pull the same racket all over again if they aren't stopped.
You think of way to stop them, perhaps?
No, but there's nothing I'd like to do better. The book's put out by a company in the Hobbs building called Biography Incorporated.
Oh, maybe you're thinking Green Hornet be able to find some way to interfere with book racket, perhaps.
Yes, Cato. I'm thinking that the Green Hornet might at least make a try.
Tonight, Mr. Britt?
Why not? We'll get the masks and gas gun, then we'll pay a visit to the offices of that book company.
Black Beauty ready? I ready, too.
Good. Let's go, Cato.
Stopping the Black Beauty in a secluded spot behind the Hobbs building, Britt Reed left Cato to guard the car and quickly made his way by means of the back entrance to the darkened offices of Biography Incorporated. Using his skeleton key, he quietly entered the offices.
Not a bad layout. I'll have a look around.
Britt Reed made an intensive search through desk drawers and file cases, but nothing came to his notice that might be of use for his purpose.
Well, they've kept things in pretty good order. Whoever's running this racket knows what he's doing. Door over there. Small hand presses. So this is where they do the work. Sort of an amateur setup. Looks like the racketeers do their own printing and binding, I guess. Those big bundles of paper stacked up over there. I wonder how they get their paper. Might be able to check. The outside wrappings have a number on them. 593-212. Well, that's the order number for the Daily Sentinel. And these are the bundles of special stock that were stolen from that truck. Must intend to make this a one-time racket, then leave the city. Guess they have most of the orders filled by now. So that's the game of Biography Incorporated. Go out through the side alley of the Avenue, Cato, then head for the vicinity of the Sentinel building.
Yes, sir.
Britt Reed is going to drop a hint to the police that'll put them on the track of the men who killed that truck driver a few weeks ago. Step on it.
Ashford, I'll sure be glad when I drop you off at the Sentinel building. You've been beefing all day about the money you paid out for that book.
A racket's a racket, ain't it?
Sure, but you ought to watch out what you buy. Not got talked into buying something you don't want. Just because you... Holy smokes. Look, coming out of the alley alongside the Hobbs building.
Say, it looks like the Green Hornet's car.
It's the Hornet, all right.
Suffering snakes. That's the building where that book company hangs out. Maybe the Hornet's in the racket with him.
Could be, but the Hornet don't win for smooth rackets like that.
Well, step on it, sir.
What do you think I'm doing, you nitwit? That Hornet's not going to get out of my sight this time.
Police still following, Mr. Britt.
Yes, you better not go near the Central building now. Go straight out the avenue.
They're quite close now.
Pull out the smoke screen throttle. That should stop them.
Smoke pouring out behind us. We lose them soon.
Good. Give it the gas, Cato.
After losing the police, Britt Reed and Cato returned to their apartment. They were discussing the discovery Britt Reed had made in the offices of the book company.
I intended to call the police, and speaking as Britt Reed tipped them off that they might find a clue to the murder and hijacking case in the offices of Biography Incorporated.
You decide not to tip off police now, Mr. Britt?
Yes. They saw us in the Black Beauty coming out of the alley alongside the Hobbs building where the book company's located. The police might put two and two together and connect Britt Reed with the Green Hornets, and I won't take that chance.
Well, then what you do?
I'll lead the police there when the men operating the company are still in the office. And, of course, make sure the police find that paper.
But that'd be risky for Green Hornet.
And the Green Hornet's used to taking risks, Cato. We'll wait till tomorrow evening, then go into action and hope for the best.
Hi, Reed.
Oh, good afternoon, Ashford. What's on your mind?
Reed, for once the cops have taken something I tell them serious, that they are.
Oh, really? What did you tell them?
I told them I thought the Hornet was mixed up in that book racket, seeing as how he was hanging around the Hobbs building last night.
So?
So Sarge decided to put a guy watching that building in case the Hornet tries to go in.
I see. So, Sergeant Burke agrees with you for once?
Well, not exactly agrees, you understand. Sarge don't think the Hornet would tie into a mild sort of racket like that. But he does think maybe the Hornet might go back after whatever he was after in the Hobbs building.
Well, Axford, make sure you don't tip off the Green Hornet that they're watching for him, or you'll spoil everything.
Me tip off the Hornet, you say? Sure, and I wouldn't take a chance talking to that devil even over the long distance. That I wouldn't. Ain't that a good one, though? Well, I'm running along down to headquarters just in case. Me tip off the Hornet. That's sure a good one.
Well, thanks to Axford, I'll know what to expect. I'd better call Cato right now and have him meet me with the Black Beauty.
Dusk had fallen when Cato met Britt Reed with the Black Beauty. Soon they were moving swiftly on the way to the vicinity of the Hobbs building. Meanwhile, in the offices of the book company, Downs and Jessup were talking.
What do you make of that cop watching this building, Mr. Downs?
According to the papers this morning, the Green Hornet was seen driving away from here. I admit it's put me on edge. If the police should get a look in that back room
there...
There's
no reason why they should come to this office. It'd be safe enough for us to leave.
I'd rather stay here a while. If anyone should come here... Harry's in the other room to keep out snoopers. Oh. The police won't be watching after tonight. And believe me, I'll be very much relieved when they've gone. Tomorrow we'll make plans to move out of here.
And we'll be leaving this town with a very nice bank account. So, don't worry, Mr. Downs. Everything's going to be all right.
I hope so, Jessup. I certainly hope so.
We're just half a block from the Hobbs building, Cato. You'd better wait here and be ready for a quick getaway.
You be careful, Mr. Britt. Police watching might see you.
I intend to be seen, Cato, so that the one watching out front will call for help. Then I'll lead them directly to the offices of Biography Incorporated.
What you do then?
I'll get through the office into that back room before the men in the office get over their surprise.
Why you do that?
When the police arrive, the racketeers will send them away, not daring let them go into that room because of the bundles of stolen papers stacked there. After that, I'll come out and make a deal with the racketeers.
Make a deal?
Yes, just an idea I have.
But if police go to back room, you'll be trapped.
Yes, that would be bad. I did notice there's a door from the hallway into that room, but the bundles of paper are piled against it on the inside, so I couldn't get out. The police should come in there. I'd have to change my plans in a hurry. And how? I'm going now. I hope nothing does change my plan.
Yeah, this sure is a waste of time having me watching the Hobbs building for the Hornet to show up. He's sure to find out we're watching or stay away. Oh, well, if I wasn't here, I'd be... Say, I must be seeing things.
It's the Hornet sneaking in the front door of the Hobbs building. Better get to a phone and quick.
If you don't mind, Mr. Downs, I'm going to leave...
Wait, listen. That sounds like police cars stopping out front.
Yes, but why be upset about it? There are other officers in this building. Doesn't mean they're coming here.
Maybe they've spotted the Hornet.
Well, that's still nothing that concerns us. Best thing for us to do is to...
Well, what the...
The cops are after me. Green Hornet.
Right. If you know what's good for you, keep quiet. I'm going in there to hide.
No, wait. Not in there. Well, of all things... Harry's in there. They'll begin fighting. We won't have a chance.
Harry probably heard what he said when he came in. He'll keep the Hornet covered till the cops leave.
We've got to convince the police that he's not here.
We're chasing the Green Hornet. We thought he came in here.
Why, afraid you're mistaken, officer. We haven't seen him.
That's right. What's in that room over there?
Why, that's our storeroom.
Well, maybe you won't mind if we have a look just to
but
make
we
sure.
Would mind, officer. You haven't a search warrant, I presume?
No.
I'm sorry. But... You already have our word, you know.
Well, I guess if you say he didn't come in here, I'll have to take your word for it.
I could have sworn he did come in here, Sarge.
Skip it, Axford. There's nothing we can do. Right now, anyway.
Meantime, in the back room, Britt Reed stood facing a gun in the hands of the killer, Harry, who had surprised him when he entered. The two men stood in silence, listening to the muffled voices in the office beyond.
If you make a sound, I'll plug you.
Britt Reed thought quickly. He knew instinctively this man before him would shoot him as soon as the police left the office. Yet if he took means to attract the attention of the police, he'd be trapped. Suddenly, out of the corner of his eye, he noticed that the large bundles of paper were unevenly stacked from floor to ceiling. If he could get to the side of the stack and make them topple toward the gunman, he'd have a chance. It was risky, but making his decision, he moved swiftly, ducking to the side, and gave a mighty heave, sending the stack of heavy bundled paper toppling toward Harry.
Hey!
Watch those two out there. Don't let them leave.
We got them covered.
Sarge, these bundles of paper.
What about them, Axford?
Look, on this bundle, see? That's the same order number they put on all the paper that comes to the Sentinel. This must be the stolen paper from that truck.
Great heavens to Bessie. We really ran onto something here. We'll find out just what when we get all these guys to headquarters.
Suffering snake, Sarge. That must have been the Green Hornet going out just then, through that door over there.
It was the Hornet, all right. He crawled behind them bundles of paper and got through the door while you guys stood there gabbing.
Gabbing, is it? You and your pals will do plenty of gabbing before we're through. Come on.
Shall we bring these two along, Sarge?
I'll say you will, and keep your eyes on them, too. Something tells me we got quite a haul this night.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter with you?
Look, on the office door. I didn't realize it till just this minute. This is the offices of them slickers who done me and others out of $25 each for that junky book.
Something also tells me you'll all be getting your dough back, Axford. Come on, boys.
This is the Green Hornet we got to thank for all this, Sarge.
Well, if you meet up with him, thank him then.
Okay, Sarge. Baloney. You can thank him yourself, if you should live so long. You and the Green Hornet. Fooey!
Thank you.
these copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.
Biography Incorporated, an episode of The Green Hornet from May 17, 1945. The theme song for that series was named for a different colorful insect. The Flight of the Bumblebee was a portion of a turn-of-a-century opera from 19th-century Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. It was blended with the sound of the hornet buzz, created on the curious and bizarre electrical musical instrument, the theremin. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we stay with the colorful entomology as we move from the Green Hornet to the Blue Beetle, right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists. Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW33.
Someday, the very thought of you.
That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get this special sale price of only $19.98 and reduced shipping. Remember promo code WOW33 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology. And not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming in vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we felt the sting of the Green Hornet, and now we remove the color yellow to present the Blue Beetle. This originally aired on July 24th, 1940.
The Blue Beetle. Sweeping down upon the underworld of Smash Gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel. Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled Sabotage Incorporated. Throughout the country, foreign spies and saboteurs are busy trying to prevent the shipment of war munitions to countries with whom their native country is at war. Near York City is located Explosives Incorporated, one of the largest manufacturers of munitions in the country. Every night, train loads of munitions leave their factory for some secret destination. As our story opens, Officer Manigan and Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, are investigating a mysterious telephone call from Wentworth B. Charles, president of Explosives Incorporated, who lives at the Monaco apartment.
Well, here we are at Charles' apartment. Push this button, Donnie. Oh, there's no answer. Well, let's break in the door.
Now, we'd better call the superintendent. He'll have a pass key.
Is something wrong, officer?
Who are you?
I'm the superintendent of this building.
Oh, well, we got a mysterious telephone call from Mr. Charles, which he didn't finish. It was of such a nature that we felt it necessary to make an investigation. He doesn't answer his bell or our knocking.
Well, I have a pass key here. I'll unlock the door for him. Something's holding the door shut.
Ned, come on, and we'll break it in.
No, wait. I'll telephone the owner of the apartment house. He'll,
No, we can't wait for that. Come on, Johnny, let's break in the door.
All right, here we go.
Well, there's nobody here.
Look in the bedroom there.
Okay, I'll have a look.
I hope nothing happened to Mr. Charles. He's one of our best tenants.
Hey, Johnny. Look. Here's Mr. Charles and his...
What is it, Mike? Is he dead?
I think so. Look. There. Over his heart.
A wound.
Yeah. Right through his pajamas. A 22 bullet, I'll bet.
Oh? No, it's a stab wound.
It's Mr. Charles, all right. Is he dead?
Yes.
Who could have done it?
That's what the police would like to know. That's what we have to find out.
Well, I don't see any weapon.
Look for an ice pick or a thin stiletto.
Okay, I'll have a look around the apartment.
Hadn't I better telephone the owner of the building?
Not yet, and don't leave the apartment.
Yes, but
whose apartment adjoins this on the bedroom side?
Professor Vladimir Denescu's.
What's his business?
I believe he lectures on anthropology.
Does he live alone?
He has a male secretary who lives with him, I believe.
Who lives on the other side, next to the living room?
Oh, that apartment is vacant.
Did Mr. Charles live alone?
Yes.
Apparently, Mr. Charles was killed while he was phoning. The receiver is still off the hook there, and his body is lying in front of a telephone table.
Yes, it looks that way.
Well, say, I can't find any sign of a dagger or ice pick anywhere. There's an electric ice box in the kitchen, so I don't think Mr. Charles would be needing an ice pick himself.
What about the windows?
They're all locked.
Any fire escape?
Nope. It's a 14-story drop to the street on all sides.
How many floors above this, Superintendent?
15.
Any other entrances to this apartment?
Only a service door in the kitchen.
Yeah, I looked at that. It's locked and bolted from the inside, and there's no knob on the outside of the door.
Well, Mike, you'd better phone the coroner. I'll just have a look around the apartment. Then I'd like to question the professor and his secretary. Maybe they can throw some light on this case.
Oh, good evening, Professor.
Good evening. What can I do for you?
This officer would like to ask you some questions.
There's been some trouble next door.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200. Per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ground to the back of the house. There's a building on the other side that I want to look at. Careful where you step.
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty dark. That place beyond is the boathouse, I believe.
Yes, evidently. But I want to see what's in it.
All right.
Here you go.
Here. It's a big one. Here. There's a path here.
I see.
By George, they seem pretty quiet at the house.
Yes. What time is it, Marshal?
Close on 2 o'clock. They must be all in bed by this time. Unless there's a watchman on the job.
Well, we've got a chance of that. It's funny. There isn't even a dog to give the alarm. I don't understand that.
Now. Here. Here's that boathouse anyway. There's a door here, but it's padlocked. And here's a window.
All right. Try the flashlight. Better keep it down low.
Yes. Look, there's a big boat in there. A power cruiser, it looks like. A fast one. See those side exhausts?
Yes. Well, that makes the thing more plausible. There's no law against keeping a motorboat. Let's get back to the house.
What? You're going to try to get in?
Yes. Might as well find out all we can while we're here.
Say, it'd be funny if we got pinched for burglary.
Yes, wouldn't it?
Shall we try one of these windows?
Hold on. Wait a minute. There's a basement door here. This way, Marshal. I guess the thing's open.
Better be careful, Inspector. This is too easy. Either there's nothing at all here, or a lot more than we bargained for.
Well, come on. We've got to look around. Here, Marshal, what on earth? Switch that light off.
Stand still, both of you, and don't move.
Parker, by all that's infernal.
Yes. Parker's the name, Inspector Blair. I was expecting you. Better keep still. This gun might go off.
All right. What are you going to do, Parker?
Won't you sit down, Inspector, and your friend, too? I'd like to tell you something about my business.
Your business?
Well, that's what you came for, isn't it?
All right. What about it?
It might interest you to know that I've been checking up on this little scheme of yours very closely. When I heard that the famous Inspector Blair was on the job, naturally, I had to take precautions.
Really?
Yes. I thought you were going to cause me a lot of trouble, but I'm afraid your ability is a good deal overrated.
What's the point of all this, Parker?
The point, Inspector, is that you fitted into our little arrangement very nicely. When I gave you that lead to this place, I never dreamed that you'd bite so hard.
I see. You mean the time you took the boat up here instead of coming in by plane? Yes, I should have seen through that. Well, what are you going to do, Parker?
That ought not to be hard to guess, Inspector. A lot of men in your line have tried to meddle with this business of mine. I've always tried to cooperate with them. Detectives are very fond of clues, so I give them plenty. That's my system. Get the idea?
Yes. Congratulations, Parker. It's a new angle. I'll bear it in mind.
I'm afraid you won't have very long to think it over, Inspector. The plane is just coming in from Vancouver for our nightly shipment. I'm going to take you gentlemen for a little ride. You'll see our business in operation before we part.
Very neat, Parker. Do you expect to get away with this?
Why not? I'm particularly pleased you brought Miss Guest along. My man has gone to the hotel for her now. She's a very clever woman, and the party wouldn't be complete without Miss Guest.
I must say, you don't appear to have overlooked anything.
Thanks. Praise from Inspector Blair is praise indeed.
Here, Parker. What's the meaning of this?
Get out of here, Richard, you blundering fool.
Put that gun down,
Get
Parker.
Out, I tell you.
Put that gun down.
Quick, Marshal.
All right.
Parker's got it. Got it through the head. How's it, Commander?
He's badly hit. They were within 2 feet of each other when they fired.
This fellow's alive. He's got a statement. Commander, listen.
Sorry. Sorry, gentlemen. It's no good.
Tell me, you might as well. Were you associated with this man here?
Yes. Yes, I was in it. But I draw the line at killing policemen.
He's gone, I'm afraid. Well, this is a nice mess. Wonder what that shooting is outside.
I don't know, Inspector. Look out. There's somebody coming.
All right, stand by.
Hey, stand still there. Put your hands up.
Oh, it's only me, Sergeant.
Good Lord, Miss Jeff.
Yes. Is anybody hurt?
Yes, Parker and Commander Richford. They killed each other.
Oh, dear, how terrible.
What was that shooting outside just now?
Well, you see, there's a seaplane just landed out there. So I took an awful chance. I blew a hole in the floater in my automatic. I'm afraid that it's sinking, Inspector. Did I do right?
Miss Guest, that was very unladylike of you.
You have heard episode 18 of Blair of the Mounties. The next chapter in the series is entitled Robbery at the Canada Western.
From June of 1935. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier the big story detailed a newspaper article penned by Dorothy Kilgallen. Not to mention she also served as a longtime panelist on the television game show What's My Line, and she was married to radio actor Richard Calmer. As an award-winning investigative journalist, she covered the Dr. Sam Shepard murder trial, but it was an even more famous case which may have led to her death in 1965. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was. Right after this.
Love and hate, and the Black Sea rocks, and a lunatic's moon at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now, and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon? bag.
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no. Wait a minute, Johnny.
All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello?
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the death of newspaper reporter and game show panelist Dorothy Kilgallen. In 1965, at just age 52, she overdosed on barbiturates and suffered a heart attack. Now, many still think, though, her death was suspicious. In her capacity as a journalist, she'd been looking into the Warren Commission report on the JFK assassination. And conspiracy folks believe she was silenced. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.